KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, there are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Going to help to ensure strong and healthy roots, and you'll notice the bigger blooms and your vegetable garden will love you for it. So both the 505 and the 555, they come in a 6.5 pound shaker jug. And when I plant my garden, just so people know how I do this, I mix the 555 in the soil as we're tilling it up. And then as I'm planting, I add the 555 and fertilizer into the ground as I'm putting the plant, and then I water it in once the plant is planted with my mix of water and fertilizer. And this helps to give the plants a really good start to developing strong roots and healthy plants.
Awesome. And so, you know, you've always had the shaker jugs. Those are just so easy to use. But you've come out with some new sizes for those guys.
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited for this. We started noticing some people were starting to order large amounts of the shaker jugs, and this is based on doing soil tests, you know, telling them that they don't need phosphorus, use the 505 and so forth. So we developed 20-pound bags of the 505 and the 555. So regardless of the size of lawn you have options. You can use the shaker jug for smaller areas, but for people that have bigger gardens and lots of plants, we now have the 20-pound bag. So same formula, like we recommend with our ice melt. Keep your shaker jugs, just fill it back up, and it makes it easy when you're walking around through your gardens just to apply it to the base of the plant. So when doing the math, looking at the 20-pound bags, it does help save you some money versus buying the shaker jugs. So it's a good way to get a good product. You'll have enough to feed your plants all season long and save some extra money.
Awesome. Now, you've mentioned fertilizer a few times, and we haven't had a real in-depth discussion in regards to fertilizer for a bit. We got a few minutes here. I'd love to, you know, just talk a little bit more about fertilizer and what we can do with it.
Oh, absolutely. So natural terms fertilizer is called a seed and plant activator, but it's a lot more. So it's an excellent product to use when you're starting your seeds, planting bulbs and plants. It's 100% organic supplement. It's going to foster health, holistic seed health. I always refer to it as probiotics and vitamins. It's like, you know, the fertilizer feeds the plants, but the fertilizer is going to help it be strong and healthy. So it keeps the plants healthy. It helps to resist stress. It has humic acid, kelp, and beneficial microbes, which will work to create a defense system to help protect those plants against harmful bacteria that can exist in the soil. So oftentimes when plants are transplanted, they go through a shock, and fertilizer is going to help to reduce the shock and create that healthy environment for your plants to grow. So it will make the nutrients that are in the soil more readily available to the plants and allows them to flourish. So it works really well. When you're starting seeds, it helps the seeds germinate more quickly, and it enhances growth by stimulating cell division. We offer fertilizer in two different sizes. It comes in a 6-ounce container, which makes it 12 gallons when mixed with water. And for people that have larger gardens and lots of plants, we offer a 4-pound container. It's nice to know that, you know, you have a 3-year shelf life with fertilizer, but it can actually last longer because the microbes will feed off of each other. So it's a good product to have, especially as you're planting and getting your gardens prepared for the spring and summer.
Yeah, it's definitely something that is useful this time of year when everything's getting ready. It's just given that, you know, we're fertilizing, and then we're working with the fertilizer and just really making it active. It is phenomenal. And you can find that all on your website, right? What's the website again?
Our website is www.natural-alternative.com.
Okay, perfect. We got a little bit more to discuss on the other side of the break. We will come back with Karen from Natural Alternative. If anybody wants to be on an upcoming show with us, you can leave us a voicemail or you could email us. Email is the best way. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with Karen from Natural Alternative, so stay tuned.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Edwardsville, Illinois, something simple happens that carries decades of meaning. Vietnam veterans gather for a free community breakfast. But this isn't just breakfast. For many of them, it's the welcome home they never received. After returning from Vietnam, countless veterans came back to a divided country, often without recognition or appreciation. At this gathering, that silence is replaced with gratitude. Volunteers shake hands, families listen to stories, and in some cases, veterans are wrapped in quilts of valor, handmade symbols of appreciation and healing. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've had some great discussion about the lawn, fertilizing your plants, getting some things started, and we talked about all these products, and you guys have a bundle to get some of this together, right?
Oh yeah, it's our Get Started bundle. So it's a great way to get your 555 all-purpose plant food, and that comes in a 6.5-pound shaker jug. We also include a 6-ounce container fertilizer. So for people that don't have a lot of outside gardens, or they, you know, primarily have indoor plants, this is a great bundle. It will help you save money. You'll get this all in one package. And again, you know, the fertilizer is going to help provide the nutrients your plants need. The fertilizer is going to help to develop the stronger roots and help to absorb water and nutrients more efficiently. So it's definitely specially priced, and you'll save money versus buying it individually. So we encourage people to check that out. And again, you can find Protolizer and our garden fertilizers on our website at www.natural-alternative, and then click on the grow section, and that'll take you directly to the fertilizer and protolizer section.
Now, perfect. So it, you know, it's cold out here, but it'll warm up soon, and we will have some of those, you know, those pests out in the garden, out in the yard. And it's never too early to start thinking about it, to get ready for it.
That is correct. And actually, you know, we talk about this all the time. Ticks don't go away. They hibernate. But we've already heard from people where they've been bitten by ticks already. So we want to make sure that people are aware of some of the products that we have. We offer a all-natural mosquito, flea, and tick control. It comes in a hose and spray unit that easily hooks to your hose and that treats up to 10,000 square feet. So again, you know, ticks are out. So make sure that when you're applying this, that you're spraying in wooded areas to help reduce populations. If you have deer or squirrels running through your lawn, they are a great carrier of ticks. So it's especially important to keep your family protected. Mosquitoes may not be out yet, depending on where you are in the country, but they will be soon. And this is another pest that has been causing serious health effects if not controlled. So for best results when using the mosquito, flea, and tick control to help control mosquitoes, make sure you're spraying up under the leaves of trees and bushes and under your decks where they can hide. The product is made from cedar oil. It doesn't smell like a chemical product, and best of all, it doesn't harm beneficial insects or pollinators. So this is one product that will control several pests naturally. And we also offer it in the concentrate, which is called Tick Kills. So that is something that you could use in the hose and sprayer once you run out of that. We also offer the personal protection mosquito spray that you can use to help mosquitoes from landing on you when you're outside at ball games, golfing, fishing, or walking the dog. And these are made from essential oils that are natural bug repellent. So it's something that you can have to help when you're not, you know, at your lawn if you've already treated for this.
Yeah, you know, you brought up the information about the ticks and everything, and I realized that last week we had a tick on the dog. So, I mean, and it's barely anything out there. The grass isn't tall, but we mm-hmm. have moisture out there, and we have some wildlife running around. So they're definitely out there. So.
Yes, absolutely. You want to be prepared.
Now, I got about a minute left here, and I want you to bring up the Know and Grow Library. You sent me a couple links, and I think they're really good ones. And one of them, you know, is easy to build pollinator gardens. That's one that I talk a lot about pollinators, and it's a good one to take a look at.
Absolutely. So when you visit our website, we have an orange bar that has our Know and Grow Library. A lot of good articles. And trying to keep some things planted around your outdoor area, the pollinators, there's a great article on things that you can use or plant to help to provide a food source for the pollinators, what to do, what not to do, and some of the plants that are favorites for the pollinators. So to keep them coming in. We've even provided a layout for you, something that you could do. We also have things like to help prevent mosquitoes from coming into your lawn. So there are different articles, very good topics, some things to keep you going through the month of April. If you scroll down to the very end, you'll see our seasonal checklist.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on with all that great advice as always, Karen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are.
Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
At 803-1961.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here where you can call and leave us a voicemail is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you can call, leave us a voicemail. As I've said many times, there's nobody to answer that phone. It just goes to a voicemail. It'll ring a few times and then hit up the voicemail. Leave us a message, and we'll play your question on the next episode. Also, it is a number you can text to. We'll receive the texts and then try and answer them. The best way to get a hold of us, email, of course, that one you can give us tons of information any time of day. Anytime you're thinking about the garden, what you want to do, email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I want to say thank you again to Karen from Natural Alternative. Some great information. It is the perfect time to be fertilizing. It's a great time to be seeding the lawn. It's a great time to be, you know, taking care of any of the crabgrass that's in the lawn. So, you know, let's dive into the lawn a little bit, right? Let's talk a little bit more. I got an article sent to me recently in one of the newsletters in regards to grass seed and how long it takes to grow. Now, you can tell this article is written in more of a southern area, as the top two grasses where it gives the growth rate are Bermuda and centipede grass. Also lists Zoysia grass. So, you know, I'll mention those, but for the New England few, you really aren't looking at the Bermuda, the centipede, or the Zoysia grass. You can have those in more warm climates, right? Southern areas will have these, but in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, those areas, you're looking at a fescue, a Kentucky bluegrass, or a ryegrass, and those three there are the main three in the area. And it was interesting to read because they have the growth rate, right? And it says Bermuda grass is 5 to 14 days. Centipede grass is 7 to 21 days. That's a big jump right there. The fescue is 14 to 21. The bluegrass is 7 to 14. Rye is 5 to 10. And then Zoysia is 14 to 21 days. Now, it's interesting. You know, I look at those and I kind of say, all right, so to me, the fescue is probably going to, in New England, is going to take closer to 21 days. The bluegrass is more like a 14 to 21 days, and then the ryegrass is probably 7 to 14 days. So you can kind of tell that this article is written in a warmer climate. But they had some really cool, having those somewhere is always cool to have. But they had some factors, right? So they hit you with, you can grow grass, and this is how long it's going to take. But you might need to do a few of these things. And so we definitely went through the soil pH last week heavily. So it does mention your soil pH can, tend to determine how many days the grass will grow. One of the other features is temperature, right? So the cool weather grass, the New England grass that I was talking about, the fescue, rye, and bluegrass, it grows best when the temperatures are between 50 and 60 degrees. So, this upcoming week, there's a few days here that it's looking like 50s and 60s during the day. So that's going to help produce the growth quicker. Whereas warmer weather grass wants it to be when the soil temperatures are 65 to 70 degrees. Right? So you can kind of tell here where we are, where I am in New England, and although we do have stations throughout the country here, looking for cool weather grass is going to determine when you can put it down. Right? Obviously, it's either the spring or later in the fall. And we want the soil temperatures to be about 50 to 60 degrees. And that is pretty much where we're at, just about, although we've had a few dips in the temperatures, and which has kind of fluctuated. The soil temperatures have now fluctuated up and down. They don't know what's down, what's up, what's sideways. It's kind of all over the place. Last week I said, I kind of said, all right, we got to do it. This is the week. Just put everything out. And there are a couple days that have been okay. But there's been a lot of rain. There's been a lot of cold weather. So the soil temperatures are a little bit too low for grass seed. They're okay to start with the fertilizing. But for grass seed, if you're looking to, do an overseed or a renovation in a lawn, then you're going to need to want those temperatures to be a little bit warmer to get the best bang for your buck, right? And so, we always take a look. It's the Greencast online website has your soil temperatures. And so to determine what you are, we're not looking for the first thing in the morning. We're not looking for the evening temperatures, because it will actually tell you right on that website what the temperature is right now, according to, I want to say it's a soil probe in each kind of city, town, whatnot. So you want to see what the average is for the past couple days to determine that. You're not looking for the exact at that moment, because if it is a nice, really nice day, and then we get a day like we have this week where one day was 70 and then one day was 20 overnight, those temperatures are going to fluctuate a lot. So we're looking for a few days average where it's like 3 or 4 days where it's between 50 and 60 degrees. And then, bam, that is the best time to be putting their cool weather grass seed down and taking care of that lawn. And it, you know, the one thing I wish would have happened, and it's late winter into spring at this point, is with all the rain we've been getting, if the temperatures were just a little bit warmer, this would have been perfect to do some overseeding or any seeding, because you wouldn't have to be watering constantly. You'd get enough rain from Mother Nature to get this done. So, you know, temperatures are working its way up there. We've had a good amount of moisture. There are still parts of New England that are in a drought, even though New England's got a ton of rain. It has rained, I think, every weekend for the past at least one day, if not 2 days, for the past like 5 weeks. Right? I want to say it might be even further than that at this point. Where, you know, if you consider a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weekends, at least two of those days has rained in the past 5 weeks. And so there's a lot of rain. So our temperatures haven't been able to completely rise and just stay steady. They've been fluctuating too much. And so, you know, it's just, we're there, we're almost there, but we're looking for those temperatures. Whereas warm temperature weather, you know, the grass needs that 65 to 70 in the soil temperatures. New England, we're not going to see those soil temperatures like that, I wouldn't say, until at least mid-May, maybe later. I can't guarantee it, but it's going to be there soon, right? It'll be there later rather than soon. So just think of that way. But in the southern part of the country, it's probably very close to that, where you could put that. Now, some other factors to allow grass seed to germinate quickly, you know, is going to be sunlight. It's going to depend on how much of the sun you have. You know, a Kentucky bluegrass loves sun. So if you put Kentucky bluegrass in half day of shade, you're looking more on the longer side for it to germinate and start to grow. Whereas if you have ryes and fescues that will take the shade, you'll probably get it right to where it needs to be. With a little bit more sun will help to germinate that quicker. So sunlight can happen with that, but it's just, you know, the grass seed wants to, you know, absorb some of that energy from the sunlight, and it can't do that if it's just an all-day shade, or, you know, we're getting overcast all the time as well. So that's another one. And then, you know, the real major aspect that helps germinate grass would be your moisture. And it's, you know, how much moisture is sitting in the soil, how much is going where it needs to go. And you heard Karen mention earlier, you know, there is some standing water in places because we've had a lot of rain. So you need to look at that and say, all right, am I getting too much water? Because oversaturated soil can slow down the growth rate or not make some of it germinate. Under does the same. And so, you know, we got to look at that, find that happy medium there and say, all right, this is going to work. Now, what can we do to make some of that water go away? Well, you know, we do have products out there. The longest time you were just using a pelletized gypsum. Right? Pelletized gypsum, you could put down, it would help break down some of the clay, some of the compact soils. They've, you know, in the past, I don't know how many years, but it's not new. It's closer to 10 years plus. They have, really looked at it, and it is a, fast-acting gypsum now, where as soon as you put it down, it starts working. And that can help you break down some of that compact soil, the clay soil, to allow some of that moisture to go through. We really went into detail with it last week, so I'm not going to touch, you know, a lot more base with it, but it is something that you can use to break the clay up, break the compact soil to allow the moisture to go through, so we're not overwatering any of the grass that we're putting down. Right, so you got to find that there's a little bit of everything in this to make it work. Now, obviously, there's that idea between, well, what if I just did sod instead of grass seed, right? Well, some people will say, well, sod is an instant way to do it, whereas grass seed takes too long. Well, some people have found that sod might be quicker, but you can't really get onto that lawn right away for a couple weeks because you're affecting the root system, and it can end up being much more expensive. But I will say this, either one works really well on the lawn, and they have so many different styles of sod now. It's not just your bluegrass. In our area, they have the Black Beauty mix, which is the mixture of rye fescues, and they also have the bluegrass. Then they also have the shade tolerant. Then they have a micro clover. So there's a few different mixes out there. It used to just be, all right, Kentucky bluegrass is the sod, or, you know, if you were in the south, it was a zoysia grass or a Bermuda grass, right? So there's a lot of different styles out there now. It does tend to add to the cost of it to bring that cost up, because there's a little bit more to it other than a just simple grass of the bluegrass. And bluegrass isn't simple, but it is one of the more common, so it is an easier one to use. So really up to you, though. If you're looking at grass seed or if you're looking at sod, either one of those I think does well. I'm an instant gratification type guy. If I could put sod down, leave everybody off it for a couple weeks and just water, I'd be golden, because I don't want to wait for some of this germination and all these other things to happen. But that's just me. Up to you and what you want to do. Now, we're going to take a break here in a second. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. But if you want to be on an upcoming show with us, shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
WeWard is an app that rewards you for walking. The more steps you take, the more you earn. For virtual rewards that are redeemable for real cash, gifts, or donations to charities. Eve Benchimol from WeWard explains how it works.
The concept of the app is very simple. It will count your steps. But the main difference is, like, we're going to give you some rewards based on the number of steps you do every day. So the more you work, the more you will earn points. that you can convert into cash, into gift card or donation to charities. On top of that, we'll also have challenges, leaderboards, some gamification into the app, and you will see, hopefully, that like you, Mark, that the app will help you to get moving a bit more every day and will help you to be in a better shape.
Again, it's the WeWard app. That's WEWARD.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you call and leave us a voicemail. You can also text a question to that number, and we'll try to get back to you in the next couple weeks and have you on an upcoming show. So definitely a great way to get a hold of us. Now, we were talking grass seed versus sod. I just want to go a little bit here on both, right? So, like I said, I am an instant gratification type person. I like the sod, but it's almost going to have a perfect situation to put down, right? The process for the laying of the sod, you know, putting the sod down is quick, but prepping and getting everything done is probably more work than putting new seed down, right? So, it, you know, sod is faster, but it takes a lot more work. You really have to set the lawn, the area, the way you want it. You got to make it clean. You got to take care of it. Have the nice soil structure there. Obviously, you're going to be doing that when you put a lawn in by seed. But this is, we're really trying to already get root contact. The roots have already started to develop. They're already growing on sod. And if we don't get that down to the ground with good contact, it's not going to be successful. And you are spending, you know, anywhere from $10 to $15 a roll. And in our area, a roll is 2 feet wide by 5 feet, so 10 square feet. So for 10 square feet, you're spending $1 a square foot, in essence, $1 to $1.50. Whereas grass seed, for a square foot like that, you're probably spending 20 cents, right, for the grass seed. You just have to add all the work to it, the temperatures, the watering, etc. So it's, there's some pros, there's some cons of both. You know, kind of take a look at it. You know, sod, you can put sod down earlier and later. You know, any of that period where certain times of year you can't put grass seed down. They do say with sod you shouldn't put it down during the heat of the summer. But if you can water and there's no problem, you know, I don't see an issue. I think I said this last week where putting grass seed down or just at any time of year, as long as you can water, is going to be fine. So, you know, definitely take a look at that. Some options for, you know, pros of sod versus pros to seed and the cons of either way. Again, I'm an instant gratification, so I'm a sod guy. But grass seed does this just the same job. It just takes a little bit longer. And if you have patience, you know, it should be fine for you just to follow those easy steps that we've talked about. When it comes to temperature, moisture, soil temperatures, etc. So, anyways, hey, great show today. Lots of great information from Karen from Natural Alternative. I appreciate her for coming on. Some great stuff in, you know, regards to fertilizing not only the lawn but the garden as well. And then bringing up the idea of, hey, you know, ticks are in the area. And I hadn't even thought about it, that ticks are being in the area where my dog had one, you know, within a few days ago. And so they're out there. So thinking ahead is perfect. That's what we want to do and know that it's coming. So just kind of keep that in mind for the rest of the season. It does start early. And spraying can protect you, especially if you have a lot of wildlife. We have a bunch of wildlife in my backyard that runs back and forth through the woods. And so we know that they're, you know, they're carrying it. They're cool to look at. They're fun. And I swear every time we all look out the window, we're like, oh, look, a deer. And you almost want to name them because you see them all the time. But then you kind of think about, well, they carry deer ticks and all those things. And then they're getting on the dog and, ah. So I don't think about the deer ticks within it when I watch the deer because it's just too fun to watch. Anyways, I appreciate everybody for listening today. Sorry I went off on a little tangent there, but that tends to happen. We will obviously be back next week as always. If you want to be on an upcoming show, you can shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. All right, I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great week, everyone.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You probably know Asus as the company behind quality laptops and desktops, and the gaming division of Asus is called ROG, or Republic of Gamers, and their latest and greatest handheld gaming device is the ROG Xbox Ally. Sasha Krohn from Asus has more.
So it's a bigger display than what you would have on a phone, right? So you have physical input controls as well. You have buttons and joysticks. But on this, you can play any PC game from any title, any platform. You can play it anywhere on the go. And what makes this now an Xbox is that you're able to use the same sort of UI that you can have on an Xbox, which is very much joystick and gamepad optimized.
Great gaming for on the go, and you can connect to a big screen if you like. More at asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. Its Revolutionary Guard said Saturday night that any vessel approaching the Strait of Hormuz will be considered as cooperating with the enemy and be targeted. Earlier today, Iran fired on at least two ships trying to transit the crucial waterway. The developments come after the U.S. says it will continue to block until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear programs. President Trump did tell a Turning Point USA gathering last night in Phoenix the U.S. will remove what remains of Iran's nuclear material.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
A federal judge has blocked a $6.2 billion merger.
The merger between local television giants Nexstar Media Group and Tegna blocked until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. This merger would create a company owning over 200 TV stations across 44 states. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Troy L. Nunley issued an order halting the deal. Attorneys General in 8 states and DirecTV sued to stop the merger, arguing it could raise consumer prices and harm local journalism. Nexstar's attorneys say the deal has already been vetted and approved by the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice. John Scott reporting.
A gunman armed with an automatic weapon has killed 6 people and injured at least 14 in a mass shooting in Ukraine's capital before he was shot and killed by police. The attacker barricaded himself inside a supermarket with hostages after opening fire in a busy central district. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
A cryptocurrency firm with Russian money has sponsored politicians from Poland's former government.
Tusk spoke as the Polish parliament voted on a veto by President Karol Nawrocki, who blocked legislation regulating Poland's crypto assets market. The parliament failed to overrule the veto. Tusk alleges some politicians opposing regulation benefited from financing by Zonda Crypto, a cryptocurrency exchange. He says Zonda Crypto sponsors political events and supports specific political forces. Tusk claimed Nawrocki knew about the company's origins when vetoing the regulations. Nawrocki's office says he opposes the flawed regulatory model. Keith Peters, Washington.
The top election official in Arizona's most popular county will get more authority in running elections after a judge sided with his office in a legal fight with the local board that shares responsibility for overseeing the vote. More at townhall.com. QVC Group, the owner of QVC and the Home Shopping Network, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and thus increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware of two injuries and one accident potentially related to the issue. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work. And when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps Fundraiser Luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here for the next hour as we wrap up the show in the second hour. And I appreciate everybody for listening. As I said before, Karen from Natural Alternative is joining us. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
Doing all right. We were talking before the break. It's just cold around here. Hopefully we'll get some warm weather soon.
Yes, please.
You know, the spring is supposed to, you know, everything's supposed to wake up. We're supposed to get out there, garden, and you know, start to fertilize and all these things. And it's just like Mother Nature's like, no, wait another week.
Yeah, it's too cold to be out there.
It is, but we gotta wake everything up. We gotta wake the lawn, we gotta wake the garden up, and gotta get started.
That's correct.
You know, it's a good time for that spring fertilizer at the moment, I would say.
Yes, it is. So, as you mentioned, you know, temperatures will start to warm up, and as lawns are waking up, they're going to wake up and they're going to be hungry, so they need a food source. So, if you've purchased our crabgrass reducer, that's the first application you want to be applying to your lawn, and that will feed your lawn as well as help to reduce crabgrass from germinating. And if your lawn doesn't typically have crabgrass, you can use our early spring fertilizer now, and this fertilizer will help your lawn. It will provide the essential nutrients it needs as it wakes up, and this unique blend is enriched with organic nitrogen and fertilizer, so it's going to help to ensure a steady growth. If you've applied the crabgrass reducer, you can apply the early spring in about 4 weeks after applying the crabgrass reducer, and this allows the fertilizer to focus on root growth over top growth. So with the weather changes we've had recently, you make sure that when you put the fertilizer down, the ground is not frozen and there's no freestanding water, because we've also had some rain in Maryland recently. So when you're buying our early spring fertilizer, just keep in mind one box will cover 6,000 square feet. And when you're thinking about making fertilizer decisions for your lawn, we want you to know some of these items from Natural Alternative that goes into our fertilizer. We design the fertilizer with the soil life in mind, and what that means is we want to create a healthy environment where the grass plants live, but we're also protecting the beneficial insects and the microbes that are in the soil, as they play an essential part of the overall health of your lawn. And best of all, everything that is in a bag of our Natural Alternative fertilizer is usable by the plant. There are no fillers, and therefore you're not wasting money on something that doesn't add any value to your grass plants. So for those that purchase the full lawn care program, we can text, call, or email you when it's time to apply your next application. Simply put a note when you're checking out or give us a call at 888-546-5941 and ask us to add you to our reminders list, because we know life gets busy and we want to make taking care of your lawn easier for you.
Perfect. Now, it's really not just about the lawn, although the lawn gets a lot of focus first thing in the spring.
Yes.
We want to think about the garden as well, and there are multiple things that we should be doing. Obviously, fertilizing is a huge one, and you have a couple options for us.
That's correct. So it's getting exciting. You know, we're thinking of getting our seeds and planting the seedlings and bulbs and so forth. So, you know, it's important to think about the fertilizer for these plants. So we have a couple of different options. We have a 505, which is a phosphorus-free all-purpose plant food. It's packed with beneficial microbes, and it can be applied to vegetables, flowers, trees, shrubs, seeds, and bulbs. And this is a great plant food for indoor and outdoor plants, as it provides continual feeding for sustainable and impressive results. Now, we also have a 555, which is very similar, but it does have phosphorus in it. So any plants that need phosphorus in their diet, or if your soil tests are recommending it, this is a great option. We do include our fertilizer, the beneficial microbes, in with this plant, in with this fertilizer, and this is going to help to ensure strong and healthy roots, and you'll notice the bigger blooms and your vegetable garden will love you for it. So both the 505 and the 555, they come in a 6.5 pound shaker jug. And when I plant my garden, just so people know how I do this, I mix the 555 in the soil as we're tilling it up. And then as I'm planting, I add the 555 and fertilizer into the ground as I'm putting the plant. And then I water it in once the plant is planted with my mix of water and fertilizer. And this helps to give the plants a really good start to developing strong roots and healthy plants.
Awesome. And so, you know, you've always had the shaker jugs. Those are so easy to use. But you've come out with some new sizes for those guys.
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited for this. We started noticing some people were starting to order large amounts of the shaker jugs. And this is based on doing soil tests, you know, telling them that they don't need phosphorus, use the 505 and so forth. So we developed 20-pound bags of the 505 and the 555. So regardless of the size of lawn you have options. You can use the shaker jug for smaller areas, but for people that have bigger gardens and lots of plants, we do now have the 20-pound bag. So same formula, like we recommend with our ice melt. Keep your shaker jugs, just fill it back up, and it makes it easy when you're walking around through your gardens just to apply it to the base of the plant. So when doing the math, looking at the 20-pound bags, it does help save you some money versus buying the shaker jugs. So it's a good way to get a good product. You'll have enough to feed your plants all season long and save some extra money.
Awesome. Now, you've mentioned fertilizer a few times, and we haven't had a real in-depth discussion in regards to fertilizer for a bit. We've got a few minutes here. I'd love to, you know, just talk a little bit more about fertilizer and what we can do with it.
Oh, absolutely. So natural terms, fertilizer is called a seed and plant activator, but it's a lot more. So it's an excellent product to use when you're starting your seeds, planting bulbs and plants. It's 100% organic supplement. It's going to foster health, holistic seed health. I always refer to it as probiotics and vitamins. It's like, you know, the fertilizer feeds the plants, but the fertilizer is going to help it be strong and healthy. So it keeps the plants healthy. It helps to resist stress. It has humic acid, kelp, and beneficial microbes, which will work to create a defense system to help protect those plants against harmful bacteria that can exist in the soil. So oftentimes when plants are transplanted, they go through a shock, and fertilizer is going to help to reduce the shock and create that healthy environment for your plants to grow. So it will make the nutrients that are in the soil more readily available to the plants and allows them to flourish. So it works really well. When you're starting seeds, it helps the seeds germinate more quickly, and it enhances growth by stimulating cell division. We offer fertilizer in two different sizes. It comes in a 6-ounce container, which makes it 12 gallons when mixed with water. And for people that have larger gardens and lots of plants, we offer a 4-pound container. It's nice to know that, you know, you have a 3-year shelf life with fertilizer, but it can actually last longer because the microbes will feed off of each other. So it's a good product to have, especially as you're planting and getting your gardens prepared for the spring and summer.
Yeah, it's definitely something that is useful this time of year when everything's getting ready. It's just given that, you know, we're fertilizing, and then we're working with the fertilizer and just really making it active. It is phenomenal. And you can find that all on your website, right? What's the website again?
Our website is www.natural-alternative.com.
Okay, Perfect. We got a little bit more to discuss on the other side of the break. We will come back with Karen from Natural Alternative. If anybody wants to be on an upcoming show with us, you can leave us a voicemail or you could email us. Email's the best way. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with Karen from Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-960-3377. That's 800-960-3377. 800-960-3377.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Edwardsville, Illinois, something simple happens that carries decades of meaning. Vietnam veterans gather for a free community breakfast. But this isn't just breakfast. For many of them, it's the welcome home they never received. After returning from Vietnam, countless veterans came back to a divided country, often without recognition or appreciation. At this gathering, that silence is replaced with gratitude. Volunteers shake hands, families listen to stories, and in some cases, veterans are wrapped in quilts of valor, handmade symbols of appreciation and healing. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've had some great discussion about the lawn, fertilizing your plants, getting some things started, and we talked about all these products, and you guys have a bundle to get some of this together, right?
Oh yeah, it's our Get Started bundle. So it's a great way to get your 555 all-purpose plant food, and that comes in a 6.5-pound shaker jug. We also include a 6-ounce container fertilizer. So for people that don't have a lot of outside garden.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Start thinking about it to get ready for it.
That is correct. And actually, you know, we talk about this all the time. Ticks don't go away. They hibernate. But we've already heard from people where they've been bitten by ticks already. So we want to make sure that people are aware of some of the products that we have. We offer a all-natural mosquito flea and tick control. It comes in a hose and spray unit that easily hooks to your hose and that treats up to 10,000 square feet. So again, you know, ticks are out, so make sure that when you're applying this that you're spraying in wooded areas to help reduce populations. If you have deer or squirrels running through your lawn, they are a great carrier of ticks, so it's especially important to keep your family protected. Mosquitoes may not be out yet, depending on where you are in the country, but they will be soon, and this is another pest that has been causing serious health effects if not controlled. So for best results when using the mosquito flea and tick control to help control mosquitoes, make sure you're spraying up under the leaves of trees and bushes and under your decks where they can hide. The product is made from cedar oil. It doesn't smell like a chemical product, and best of all, it doesn't harm beneficial insects or pollinators. So this is one product that will control several pests naturally. And we also offer it in the concentrate, which is called Tick Kills. So that is something that you could use in the hose and sprayer once you run out of that. We also offer the personal protection mosquito spray that you can use to help mosquitoes from landing on you when you're outside at ball games, golfing, fishing, or walking the dog. And these are made from essential oils that are natural bug repellent. So it's something that you can have to help when you're not, you know, at your lawn if you've already treated for this.
Yeah, you know, you brought up the information about the ticks and everything, and I realized that last week we had a tick on the dog. And it's barely anything out there. The grass isn't tall, but we have a lot of moisture out there, and we have some wildlife running around. So they're definitely out there. So.
Yes, absolutely. Want to be prepared.
Now, I got about a minute left here, and I want you to bring up the Know and Grow Library. You sent me a couple links, and I think they're really good ones. And one of them, is Easy to Build Pollinator Gardens. That's one that I talk a lot about pollinators, and it's a good one to take a look at.
Absolutely. So when you visit our website, we have an orange bar that has our Know and Grow Library. A lot of good articles. And trying to keep some things planted around your outdoor area, the pollinators, there's a great article on things that you can use or plant to help to provide a food source for the pollinators, what to do, what not to do, and some of the plants that are favorites for the pollinators. So to keep them coming in, we've even provided a layout for you, something that you could do. We also have things like to help prevent mosquitoes from coming into your lawn. So there are different articles, very good topics, some things to keep you going through the month of April. If you scroll down to the very end, you'll see our seasonal checklist.
Awesome. I really appreciate you coming on with all that great advice as always, Karen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarks is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. 800-803-1961. That's 800-803-1961.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSE, I-S-S-E, really, ISSE.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here where you can call and leave us a voicemail is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you can call, leave us a voicemail. As I've said many times, there's nobody to answer that phone. It just goes to a voicemail. It'll ring a few times and then hit up the voicemail. Leave us a message, and we'll play your question on the next episode. Also, it is a number you can text to. We'll receive the texts and then try and answer them. The best way to get a hold of us, email, of course, that one you can give us tons of information any time of day. Anytime you're thinking about the garden, what you want to do, email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I say thank you again to Karen from Natural Alternative. Some great information. It is the perfect time to be fertilizing. It's a great time to be seeding the lawn. It's a great time to be, taking care of any of the crabgrass that's in the lawn. So, let's dive into the lawn a little bit, right? Let's talk a little bit more. I got an article sent to me recently in one of the newsletters in regards to grass seed and how long it takes to grow. Now, you can tell this article is written in more of a southern area, as the top two grasses where it gives the growth rate are Bermuda and centipede grass. Also lists Zoysia grass. So, I'll mention those, but for the New England few, you really aren't looking at the Bermuda, the centipede, or the Zoysia grass. You can have those in more warm climates, right? Southern areas will have these, but in New England, New York, Pennsylvania, those areas, you're looking at a fescue, a Kentucky bluegrass, or a ryegrass, and those three there are the main three in the area. And it was interesting to read because they have the growth rate, right? And it says Bermuda grass is 5 to 14 days. Centipede grass is 7 to 21 days. That's a big jump right there. The fescue is 14 to 21. The bluegrass is 7 to 14. Rye is 5 to 10. And then Zoysia is 14 to 21 days. Now, it's interesting. I look at those and I kind of say, all right, so to me, the fescue is probably going to, in New England, is going to take closer to 21 days. The bluegrass is more like a 14 to 21 days, and then the ryegrass is probably 7 to 14 days. So you can kind of tell that this article is written in a warmer climate. But they had some really cool, having those somewhere is always cool to have. But they had some factors, right? So they hit you with, you can grow grass, and this is how long it's going to take. But you might need to do a few of these things. And so we definitely went through the soil pH last week heavily. So it does mention your soil pH can, tend to determine how many days the grass will grow. One of the other features is temperature. right? So the cool weather grass, you know, the New England grass that I was talking about, the fescue, rye, and bluegrass, you know, it grows best when the temperatures are between 50 and 60 degrees. So, you know, this upcoming week, there's a few days here that it's looking like 50s and 60s during the day. So that's going to help produce the growth quicker. Whereas warmer weather grass wants it to be when the soil temperatures are 65 to 70 degrees. Right? So you can kind of tell here where we are, where I am in New England, and although we do have stations throughout the country here, looking for cool weather grass is going to determine when you can put it down, right? Obviously, it's either in the spring or later in the fall. And we want the soil temperatures to be about 50 to 60 degrees. And that is pretty much where we're at, just about, although we've had a few dips in the temperatures, and which has kind of fluctuated. The soil temperatures have now fluctuated up and down. They don't know what's down, what's up, what's sideways. It's kind of all over the place. Last week I said, you know, I kind of said, all right, we got to do it. This is the week. Just put everything out. You know, and there are a couple days that have been okay. But there's been a lot of rain. There's been a lot of cold weather. So the soil temperatures are a little bit too low for grass seed. They're okay to start with the fertilizing, but for grass seed, if you're looking to, you know, do an overseed or a renovation in a lawn, then you're going to need to want those temperatures to be a little bit warmer to get the best bang for your buck, right? And so, you know, we always take a look. It's the GreenCast online website has your soil temperatures. And so to determine what you are, we're not looking for the first thing in the morning. We're not looking for the evening temperatures, because it will actually tell you right on that website what the temperature is right now, according to, you know, I want to say it's a soil probe in each kind of city, town, whatnot. So you want to see what the average is for the past couple days to determine that. You're not looking for the exact at that moment, because if it is a nice, really nice day, and then we get a day like we have this week where one day was 70 and then one day was 20 overnight, those temperatures are going to fluctuate a lot. So we're looking for a few days average, where it's like 3 or 4 days where it's between 50 and 60 degrees. And then, bam, that is the best time to be putting their cool weather grass seed down and taking care of that lawn. And, it, you know, the one thing I wish would have happened, and it's late winter into spring at this point, is with all the rain we've been getting, if the temperatures were just a little bit warmer, this would have been perfect to do some overseeding or any seeding, because you wouldn't have to be watering constantly. You'd get enough rain from Mother Nature to get this done. So, you know, temperatures are working its way up there. We've had a good amount of moisture. There are still parts of New England that are in a drought, even though New England's got a ton of rain. It has rained, I think, every weekend for the past at least one day, if not 2 days, for the past like 5 weeks, right? I want to say it might be even further than that at this point, where, you know, if you consider a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weekends, at least two of those days has rained in the past 5 weeks. And so there's a lot of rain. So our temperatures haven't been able to completely rise and just stay steady. They've been fluctuating too much. And so, you know, it's just, we're there, we're almost there, but we're looking for those temperatures. Whereas warm temperature weather, you know, the grass needs that 65 to 70 in the soil temperatures. New England, we're not going to see those soil temperatures like that, I wouldn't say, until at least mid-May. Maybe later. I can't guarantee it, but it's going to be there soon, right? Later than, I meant to say, it'll be there later rather than soon. So just think of that way. But in the southern part of the country, it's probably very close to that, where you could put that. Now, some other factors to allow grass seed to germ. You know, it's going to be sunlight. It's going to depend on how much of the sun you have. You know, a Kentucky bluegrass loves sun. So if you put Kentucky bluegrass in half day of shade, you're looking more on the longer side for it to germinate and start to grow. Whereas if you have ryes and fescues that will take the shade, you'll probably get it right to where it needs to be. With a little bit more sun will help to germinate that quicker. So sunlight can happen with that, but it's just, you know, the grass seed wants to, you know, absorb some of that energy from the sunlight, and it can't do that if it's just an all-day shade, or, you know, we're getting overcast all the time as well. So that's another one. And then, you know, the real major aspect that helps germinate grass would be your moisture. And it's, you know, how much moisture is sitting in the soil, how much is going where it needs to go. And you heard Karen mention earlier, you know, there is some standing water in places because we've had a lot of rain. So you need to look at that and say, all right, am I getting too much water? Because oversaturated soil can slow down the growth rate or not make some of it germinate. Under does the same. And so, you know, we got to look at that, find that happy medium there and say, all right, this is going to work. Now, what can we do to make some of that water go away? Well, you know, we do have products out there. The longest time you were just using a pelletized gypsum, right? Pelletized gypsum, you could put down, it would help break down some of the clay, some of the compact soils. They've, you know, in the past, I don't know how many years, but it's not new. It's closer to 10 years plus. They have really looked at it, and it is a fast-acting gypsum now, where as soon as you put it down, it starts working. And that can help you break down some of that compact soil, the clay soil, to allow some of that moisture to go through. We really went into detail with it last week, so I'm not going to touch, you know, a lot more base with it, but it is something that you can use to break the clay up, break the compact soil to allow the moisture to go through, so we're not overwatering any of the grass that we're putting down. Right, so you got to find that there's a little bit of everything in this to make it work. Now, obviously, there's that idea between, well, what if I just did sod instead of grass seed, right? Well, some people will say, well, sod is an instant way to do it, whereas grass seed takes too long.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'd be golden. Because I don't want to wait for some of this germination and all these other things to happen. But that's just me. Up to you and what you want to do. Now, we're going to take a break here in a second. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. Put a nice little bow on it. But if you want to be on an upcoming show with us, shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
WeWard is an app that rewards you for walking. The more steps you take, the more you earn. For virtual rewards that are redeemable for real cash, gifts, or donations to charities. Eve Benchimol from WeWard explains how it works.
The concept of the app is very simple. It will count your steps. But the main difference is like, we're going to give you some rewards based on the number of steps you do every day. But the more you walk, the more you will earn points that you can convert into cash, into gift card or donation to charities. On top of that, we'll also have challenges, leaderboards, some gamification into the app, and you will see, hopefully, that like you, Mark, that the app will help you to get moving a bit more every day and will help you to be in a better shape.
Again, it's the WeWard app. That's W-E-W-A-R-D.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And you call and leave us a voicemail. You can also text a question to that number, and we'll try to get back to you in the next couple weeks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Here on both, right? So, like I said, I am an instant gratification type person. I like the sod. But it's almost got to have a perfect situation to put down, right? The process for the laying of the sod, you know, putting the sod down is quick, but prepping and getting everything done is probably more work than putting new seed down, right? So, it, you know, sod is faster, but it takes a lot more work. You really have to set the lawn, the area, the way you want it. You got to make it clean. You got to take care of it. Have the nice soil structure there. Obviously, you're going to be doing that when you put a lawn in by seed. But this is, we're really trying to already get root contact. The roots have already started to develop. They're already growing on sod. And if we don't get that down to the ground with good contact, it's not going to be successful. And you are spending, you know, anywhere from $10 to $15 a roll. And in our area, a roll is 2 feet wide by 5 feet, so 10 square feet. So for 10 square feet, you're spending a dollar a square foot, in essence, a dollar to a dollar 50. Whereas grass seed, for a square foot like that, you're probably spending 20 cents, right, for the grass seed. You just have to add all the work to it, the temperatures, the watering, etc. So it's, there's some pros, there's some cons of both. You know, kind of take a look at it. You know, sod, you can put sod down earlier and later. You know, any of that period where certain times a year you can't put grass seed down. They do say with sod you shouldn't put it down during the heat of the summer. But if you can water and there's no problem, you know, I don't see an issue. I think I said this last week where putting grass seed down or just at any time of year, as long as you can water, is going to be fine. So, you know, definitely take a look at that. Some options for, you know, pros of sod versus pros to seed and the cons of either way. Again, I'm an instant gratification, so I'm a sod guy. But grass seed does this just the same job. It just takes a little bit longer. And if you have patience, you know, it should be fine for you just to follow those easy steps that we've talked about. when it comes to temperature, moisture, soil temperatures, etc. So anyways, hey, great show today. Lots of great information from Karen from Natural Alternative. I appreciate her for coming on. Some great stuff in regards to fertilizing not only the lawn but the garden as well. And then bringing up the idea of, hey, you know, ticks are in the area. And I hadn't even thought about it, the ticks are being in the area where my dog had one, you know, within a few days ago. And so they're out there. So thinking ahead is perfect. That's what we want to do, and know that it's coming. So just kind of keep that in mind for the rest of the season. It does start early, and spraying can protect you, especially if you have a lot of wildlife. We have a bunch of wildlife in my backyard that runs back and forth through the woods, and so we know that they're, you know, they're carrying it. They're cool to look at. They're fun, and I swear every time we all look out the window, we're like, oh, look, a deer. And you almost want to name them because you see them all the time. But then you kind of think about, well, they carry deer ticks and all those things. And then they're getting on the dog. So I don't think about the deer ticks when I watch the deer because it's just too fun to watch. Anyways, I appreciate everybody for listening today. Sorry I went off on a little tangent there, but that tends to happen. We will obviously be back next week as always. If you want to be on an upcoming show, you can shoot us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Until next week, get out there, plant something. Be good to each other. We're all we got. All right, I'll talk at you guys later. Have a great week, everyone.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You probably know Asus as the company.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Spring has sprung, and it's time for our annual spring sale, April 10th through the 19th at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Save big on the North State Turf Blend Lawn Seed and get a 25-pound bag for only $49.99. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be down to $51.99 a yard. Need to restock the tools in the shed? 15 to 20% off all the popular shovels, rakes, garden hoses, and so much more in the store. Pick up a 2.5-gallon jug of Ranger Pro Concentrate to kill those weeds for only $59.99 each. A 5-cubic foot Contractor's Blue Steel Wheelbarrow for only $199.99. Landscape fabric in all sizes marked at the lowest price of the year. Triple 15 is only $27.99 for a 50-pound bag. This and so much more at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road, April 10th through the 19th. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. The Brian Kilmeade Show is proud to have the acting attorney general in studio, Todd Blanche. A little bit later, we have some fun with the fastest growing sport in the country, Real American Freestyle. It's going to have a big event over the weekend. Chad Bronstein is going to be with us and Kyle Drake. And, of course, there's a huge UFC fight. And a lot of UFC is competing in the wrestling over at the White House coming up pretty quick to celebrate America 250. Todd Blanche, well, congratulations on the elevation, at least for now, as from deputy to acting. What's the big difference in your job?
Well, I'm 4 days in, so 5 days in, so tough to tell. But look, I had a great relationship with Pam. We worked well together. She's a friend. And so it's sad to not have her around.
Right.
She's a good person to have around. The big difference right now is just trying to get the department moving forward. We have a limited amount of time to do a lot of work and making sure we're firing on all cylinders. So it's a full-time job before, it's a full-time job now.
Right. So, did you get a deputy?
So we have someone who's performing like an acting deputy role. It was Colin McDonald, who's the newly appointed assistant attorney general for the new fraud task force.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's helping run things. We have a great staff. You know, we are not lacking for great people in the AG's office or in the deputy attorney general's office.
Personal question.
Sure.
I watched you 2 years ago in court every day, right here in New York City.
Yep.
and I saw your face every single day, and I saw the president would greet the press every day. When you were in that courtroom, were you thinking to yourself, I'm sitting next to the next president? Or were you saying to yourself, I just got to keep this guy out of jail?
I was thinking both, because I was thinking I had to keep this guy out of jail so he could be the next president. And so it was an extraordinary attack from all fronts, right? Not only the Manhattan courtroom, but with Jack Smith in D.C. and Florida and Atlanta, and then the civil case across the street where they tried to take everything from him and his family. And then after all that, you had a bunch of states say, you know what, you can't be on the ballot. So talk about an all-out war to try to keep him from becoming the president. Oof.
What was your role in that? Were you dealing with your own legal defense team almost for the president?
Oh, yes. Yes, the whole defense team. This was a true team effort. And so because you didn't want to do something in one case that would negatively affect the position of another. So we worked closely as a group. There was probably 15, 20 lawyers that were really part of the group that were trying to make sure we stay aligned. A lot of those folks are working for the president now, by the way. So
right, I know. They're in. It's so reversal. So now we have a situation where people are clamoring because they don't like the president. They're not over the fact that he won again. People like John Brennan saying this yesterday, cut 44.
The fact that he's able to do that, and members of his party and his MAGA base continue to explain and apologize for him or rationalize what he's doing, is just so, so troubling and worrisome that this person who clearly is unhinged, and who I think the 25th Amendment was written with Donald Trump's in mind, because allowing someone like this to continue to be the commander-in-chief and to control the tremendous capabilities of the U.S. military, including our nuclear weapons capability, which he seemed to allude to when he said he's going to just eliminate an entire civilization. Again, we really are in very, very troubling times.
Is John Brennan, does that rattle you?
I mean, it's the same thing he's been saying for probably 10 years now. Doesn't even rattle me a tiny little bit. I mean, if you think someone like him can say that, when he was just standing by quietly for the past 4 years with when Biden was in charge. And here we have a situation where President Trump is doing exactly what he said he would do to make America safe again. And yes, no surprise. So it doesn't rattle. It would rattle me if he actually showed even a modicum of support.
Mr. Attorney General, the other thing would be, should he be educated in the 25th Amendment? That would have to come from his staff.
100%.
So
yes.
And do you know a staffer that would say to himself, this is not the president who's working 20 hours a day needs to be ousted?
I mean, it's the work that President Trump puts in every day. One of the folks that is very close with me that works for the president got a call from him at 2 a.m. We get calls from him at 7 a.m., 8 a.m., midnight, and not... These are not joking calls. These are calls where we need to get work done. And so the idea that President Trump is doing anything other than working hard for this country is absurd.
Good. The word is, Chairman Jordan says that the walls are closing in on him. What do you know about that investigation into him, his role lying under oath, the Russian investigation and everything? Predated you being there.
So I will tell you that there's a lot of public information about what Brennan did, and that's something that the American public can comment on and read for themselves. There are criminal investigations ongoing, as has been reported, and I will not comment on the status of that, except to say the following, that we have very limited time to fix what happened in 2016 going forward. We have very little time to address what happened with Comey and with the entire change of administration from Obama to President Trump and the decisions that were made by individuals to try to stop President Trump before he even took the oath of office. And if you think that has not happened in our history before, that has never happened before. And now that it's 2026 and we're looking back and finally having a full all government effort to under that. When I say all government, I mean the intelligence community. I mean the Department of Justice, Tulsi, the FBI, all looking inward and saying, what did we do? I assure you there will be results from that investigation.
Well, I watched Dan Bongino come out and put on social media, just discouraging basically how much corruption went on, what he found now that he was at the FBI, that went on during the Russia investigation. And then Tulsi Gabbard came out with a press conference, addressed the media about it, but I haven't heard much about it since. about what went on in that transition phase where Barack Obama, Joe Biden, John Brennan, James Comey went ahead and drummed up a Russia collusion scam that was tossed to the side of the road but looked extremely organized. So they tried to bring James Comey into court. The case did not go forward. John Brennan has not been brought to court yet. What can you tell us?
That investigations should not be rushed, and that the worst thing that I could do to any investigation is talk about it, because right. It not only prejudices the investigation, but it makes for a tough road.
Is it on your desk? Is that something that's on
Brian, you're very good. You knew this a long time. See, that's talking about it, right? I love it. I love it. I'm not being critical. I'm being complimentary. Now, listen, I think that when there is something to say to the American people, you will hear about it. And believe me, I don't say that as a just stand by and let us do our work, because I get it. This is something that folks have been extraordinarily focused on for years and years.
Because you went to CPAC, and that's probably one thing they bring up to you, right?
Yes. I said the same thing that I'm saying to you, man.
Right.
I say the same thing to the president, by the way, okay? Because I don't mind the come on, what are you doing, DOJ? Let's move faster. And that's because we have a limited amount of time. But what folks need to understand is that faster is not always better. Okay, faster is just faster. And so we are moving moving apace in all these investigations, not just what you're talking about, but everything that we're doing to make America safe again and to fulfill the president's agenda is something that takes up all of my time every day.
Right. So John Solomon was on with Sean Hannity last night exposing that the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, has come out and found out about the Ukrainian impeachment. I know they get confused. It was all a sham. The whistleblower was a Democratic operative. Cut 45.
We'll see what the FBI does, but all day today been really significant reaction. Tulsi Gabbard accused her own former Inspector General of the Intelligence Community of weaponizing a whistleblower to hurt Donald Trump and basically ignoring the instructions of the Justice Department. The Inspector General was told this doesn't meet the standard to report to Congress. He did it anyways. Why would the Justice Department tell him that? Because the government knew all the way back from the moment this allegation was made, this whistleblower had bias. He had lied about a key fact in his interactions with Senator Schiff's or then House member Schiff's staff. And there was deep concerns that he only knew things hearsay. Nothing he knew was firsthand. He admitted so in his document.
So they had a whole impeachment vote. It took up 3.5 weeks of the country's time. Nothing else got done. It poisoned the well, in my view, between Zelensky and Trump that still exists today and I think is hurting the defense of Ukraine. Dude, what could you tell me about this?
I can tell you exactly what I think what Solomon talked about last night is exactly true, which is that what we see. Now, the question is whether there's anything criminal that happened as opposed to just being disgusting, dirty, un-American,
yes,
political, gross conduct. And so I'm responsible for anybody that violates the criminal laws. I think there's no doubt that it's everything else I just said. It's disgusting, gross, anti-American political conduct that should never be, should never happen again. But man, it goes back to the Russia. That was not true. Okay, so a year and a half of the presidency was taken up by something that was completely made up. Like, there's something there. No, there was nothing there. At the end, Mueller said, maybe Trump obstructed justice. Obstructed justice because he said this was not true and to stop it. Okay, right. That's all that investigation showed. So then you talk about what happened with the impeachment. We learned that at the time that it was not even anything that rises anywhere near criminal, much less something that is a high crime and misdemeanor. And this is, look, we are exposing, and by we, I don't just mean me, but Tulsi and the FBI and CIA, a lot of gross conduct that happened a decade ago.
And you realize how it's already, there was a thought there was something going on with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in Ukraine. And that's not unrelated to what we found out that Joe Biden, Hunter Biden were doing in Ukraine.
That's right.
And then when the FBI gets the laptop that would confirm it all, they get mad at the guy that dropped it off, and they never do anything with it. That's scary to me.
Yeah. It's a culture change. It's scary. But guess what? Here's the good news, and I try to make sure people understand this. That is not what this administration is about. The leadership at the FBI, Tulsi, CIA, DOJ, there is a meaningful change. When you hear people complaining, all these people are leaving or getting fired or they're not able to do what they've done for years and years. Yeah, that's right. You're not. That's right. We are changing things. Oh, the FBI has been totally over. There's an overhaul happening. Oh, yeah. That's right, there is. You know, Tulsi talking about the intelligence community and the shortcomings there and doing it in a critical way. That's right. We are looking inward, and we didn't do that the first time around maybe as well as we should. We should have, mostly because we were under investigation the whole time. But we're doing it now, and President Trump has greenlit all of this. You ask President Trump, you go in there, say, President Trump, we're thinking we should release this. Here's what it shows. It shows something that happened a long time ago. He doesn't even let you finish your sentence. Release it. Let the American people see it. So the transparency, and it's a flippant word now, but transparency is what the American people want. What really happened? And that's what we're trying to do.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanchard here for a few more minutes. We'll take a short time out and come back. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The woman dubbed the Ketamine Queen was sentenced to 15 years in prison for providing the drug that killed actor Matthew Perry. Jazine Sanga pleaded guilty last year to one count of maintaining a drug-involved premises, three counts of distribution of ketamine, and one count of distribution that resulted in death or serious bodily injury. 42-year-old admitted in a plea agreement to working with another dealer to supply the Friends actor with dozens of vials of ketamine, including the dose that led to his fatal overdose in October of 2023 at the age of 54. Prosecutors say Sanga ran a high-volume drug trafficking business out of her North Hollywood home, where she stored, packaged, and distributed drugs, including ketamine and methamphetamine, since at least 2019. Another man died hours after she sold directly to him in 2019. Sanga is one of five defendants charged in Perry's death to plead guilty, the third to be sentenced. She is facing a maximum sentence of 65 years in prison. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study suggests sugary drink taxes may have little effect on some fast food customers. Researchers at New York University finding that soda taxes may not deter customers from ordering higher calorie drinks at some fast food drive-thrus. The study analyzed customers at 120 Taco Bell locations across five U.S. cities over a six-year period. Half of the Taco Bell locations studied were in locations that impose a soda tax, a 1 to 2 cent per ounce surcharge that aims to improve public health by encouraging customers to order lower calorie alternatives. But the study showed the taxes did not produce a meaningful change in beverage calories purchased compared to the cities that do not charge a sugary drink tax. While other studies suggest soda taxes do seem to work at grocery stores, linked to a drop in sales in some areas. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I was targeted because I work for Turning Point USA, because I'm a brown woman who thinks the wrong thing, because I am a Christian. They were mocking me for my religion. They were mocking me for my political views. They, like I said, they told me that I had no right to be on a public street, and they made sure to run me out and brutally assault me multiple times as I was trying to leave. So that's the United States of America in 2026, and my main question is, how was this allowed to happen in President Trump's America?
And that's why Savannah Hernandez, Turning Point USA, contributor, went up to the Minneapolis protesters, anti-ICE protesters, to ask a few questions. And you see it on camera. She's getting beat up. The acting attorney general, I'm lucky enough to have him in studio. Todd Blanche is here. I'm sure you heard a little bit about this case. You can't keep everything in the air, but that's not okay.
It's not okay.
Have you guys taken this up?
Yes. Absolutely. Listen, putting aside the assault, the idea that it's okay in this country to have a, quote, peaceful protester blowing a whistle in somebody's face, knowing full well local law enforcement will stand by doing nothing, not because there's anything wrong with those young men and women, but because their leadership has ordered them to do nothing, and then no shock, it leads to violence. And by the way, if that was an ICE officer that did that, if that was somebody that was on the other side, then you would have the liberal left media would be going nuts right now over that conduct. But instead it's downplayed as no big deal. And the video's all over. It's everywhere. And it's exactly what we are going after, is that type of conduct to try to turn the tide to say that you can't do that.
So we heard about the Black Lives Matter got millions upon millions of dollars. The money's gone. The people are gone. What happened to that money? Are you investigating any of that?
Yes, we are investigating all kinds of NGO money that is taking advantage of our laws that give them tax-free status, that give the people that donate the money a tax-free donation, and then gives the people that receive the money the ability to spend it without, you know, in ways that are potentially illegal. So we have multiple investigations of that. You've already seen some cases that we've brought over the past couple months in that space, and we're going to continue to investigate.
So you do that. I also think the foreign money that's putting into these protesters that show up, next thing you know, they're anti-Iran, then they're anti-Israel, then they're pro-Palestinian, or they're always negative Trump. Where are they coming from? We know they're outside entities. What's the challenge in tracking that down?
That's another big part of our investigations, to stop that flow of illegal money. I mean, the challenge is that these guys are good at hiding their funds and getting the money into the hands of people that are their only goal is anti-American rhetoric. And so all they're trying to do is destroy the fabric of this nation.
It's Chinese in a lot of cases, because they know what the hot buttons are in America.
Sure. And it's also that there is, and by the way, all they want to do is destroy the fabric of our country. So how do you do that today? You attack President Trump and you attack ICE. American people don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
American people put him into office. American people overwhelmingly voted for somebody who's going to fix the immigration problem. And yet here we are being led around by these external forces And all of a sudden, there's this view of this country that President Trump is doing something horrible around illegal immigration. It's pure influence by foreigners, for
right.
sure.
So Eric Swalwell has found himself in a bunch of trouble, and today's a press conference with another accuser coming forward. I know that's necessarily not federal crimes, but in what way might this cross your desk? Because just on a side note, that shouldn't matter for his legal case. He was one of the leading antagonists when it came to the Russia investigation. As you know, making up things in whole cloth, going out and profiting off the president. Actually, he thought he was going to be a presidential candidate if he fell flat on his face. But now, does that interest the Department of Justice at all?
Listen, we are always interested in any sort of crimes committed by anybody, especially against the most vulnerable. And if we learn anything that of any of the folks that come forward that there's a federal crime that should be investigated, I assure you the FBI and HSI will without a doubt investigate. I've been watching like you have been over the past several days with what's happening to him, and we'll see what happens.
Right. You said the rape charges are state crimes. If then do in fact come forward,
right.
But what is not a state crime is the nanny hiring an illegal.
Right, you can't pay somebody, you can't hire somebody illegal, you can't pay somebody off the books, you can't transport women across state lines, for the purpose of prostitution. So yes, a lot of the alleged conduct is not necessarily federal crime, but we'll see.
Todd Blanche, have you let the president know you like this job?
I have shouted it from the rooftops to anybody that asks that I love working for this administration. But I'll tell you, I would do anything in this administration. If President Trump called me and said he had something else he wanted me to do, if he wanted me to do something from the outside, this is the honor of representing him as a private lawyer was the honor of my lifetime. Being asked to serve in this administration is the honor of my lifetime. Whatever job he asks me to do, I'm going to put my head down and do it.
What would you do differently than Pam Bondi?
Pam Bondi and I are very close, like I said, and what has to be done differently by not just Pam Bondi or me, by anybody, is we need to make sure that the entire Department of Justice is working full steam ahead every day because we don't have a lot of time.
And you just got to make sure, too, as acting director, you always come on our show, if that's okay.
That's done, Brian. All right, thank you.
Todd Blanche, congratulations on all you've done. Great seeing you in person, getting a chance, and thanks so much for giving the audience 30 minutes of your time.
Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate it.
Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Jeannie Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. A case in Fairfax County, Virginia is drawing national attention. Emails Fox 5 DC obtained show police last year warned prosecutors that given his alleged history of stabbings and assaults, if Abdul Jalloh were out of jail, he would, quote, maliciously wound or worse again. Fairfax County police say he did just that last month, stabbing and murdering Stephanie Minter at a bus stop. Now his case and Democratic Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger have drawn the attention of national Republicans, like Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt.
She will not work with ICE. If for some reason this monster gets released, she will not let ICE know when he's being released.
On her first day in office, Spanberger signed an executive order that ended state police and corrections agreements with ICE. The Department of Homeland Security says Jalloh is from Sierra Leone and entered the U.S. illegally in 2012. In 2020, a judge ordered his removal, but immigration officials have had challenges getting Sierra Leone to accept its citizens. Rich Edson, Fox News.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News Senior Medical Analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus's notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just a Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The vast majority of the known universe is invisible to us. 95% is made up of dark energy or dark matter. And the 5% we can see is very mysterious. As science advances, it seems to be aligning not with atheism, but the God of the Bible. So says Dr. Michael Gillen, whose new film, The Invisible Everywhere, shows how his passion for science converted him to a man of faith.
I was once an atheist. I started out life that way, and science shattered my atheism.
The film explores the cosmos around us and in us. For example, science developed the quantum vacuum model to explain how the universe began, how something could come from nothing, which is how the Bible explains how God created.
If you believe in the quantum vacuum, what problem do you have believing in God?
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's going to be an event like you've never seen before. I know people know about Super Bowl week and there's build up, and I get it. But how about a tournament that lasts weeks upon weeks and goes through the beginning of the summer, June and July? And in the middle of it, we're celebrating our 250th birthday. Of course, I'm talking about the World Cup, and it's coming, and America's got a good team. I think we're 14 in the world right now. Alex Lazary is running things in the New York, New Jersey area. He's running the stadium at MetLife, which is where the finals are going to be. Alex joins us in studio now. Great to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So when you got this job, did you know it was going to be this engrossing, this encompassing?
You always have a sense of what something like this is going to be. This is going to be the biggest sporting event that the world has ever seen, so you know that this is going to be very time consuming and full time, but you can never put into perspective or think about like what this is going to be leading up to it. It just kind of takes on a life of its own.
What did you learn from watching the club championships here?
I think we got a really good sense of just how to work with FIFA. Getting a good rapport for how FIFA and the agencies and everyone needs to work together. But at the end of the day, while club was great and I think a huge success, The scale and scope of it is nowhere near what the World Cup is going to be. Club was similar to putting on a Taylor Swift show, which is massive and enormous. But the World Cup is just, its scale and scope of it is just that much larger.
And for New York, New Jersey, it's not only got the final, but how many games are you going to have here?
So we've got 8 games total. We're expecting millions of people to be coming here, over $3 billion of economic impact. To put into perspective what the final is going to be like. The last World Cup final was viewed by the same amount of people as the last 13 Super Bowls combined.
Wow.
So this is the world sport. This is going to be the largest sports entertainment event in human history, and we get to have it right here in New York, New Jersey.
But yet it's turf. What are you going to do about that?
So we are actually growing grass at Tuckahoe Farms, New Jersey.
That's a big area for club soccer.
So we are going to be bringing in grass from Tuckahoe, New Jersey, into MetLife Stadium. It should be coming in the next few weeks, and then it'll be ready for the
World Cup. Are you laying it on top of the turf, or is it tiles? Is it going to be like a puzzle piece?
No, they'll be laying it on top of. So they've kind of taken the turf out. We put a little ground something on top.
Oh, the turf will be taken out.
So they'll be putting the grass on top of. They've put some stuff down to help make sure that the turf is going to be able to be implanted and kept.
What group is here?
So we've got the teams that we have. I can't remember the specific group letters, but we've got Brazil, Morocco. That's going to be kicking off. Then France, Senegal, Norway, Ecuador, Germany, and then England, Panama. So the biggest teams on the biggest stage are going to be coming right here.
And then you got to get to the knockout round.
So then we've got a round of 32, a round of 16, and then we'll have 2 weeks to prepare for the final on July 19th.
And why do you think New York got it? Because it's New York City? Is it something about MetLife?
I think both. I think, look, we're the capital of the world. And so if you're looking to have the biggest stars on the biggest stage, you're going to do it right here. MetLife Stadium, one of the biggest stadiums in the world. It's seen everything. I think the transportation network, being able to get people to the game is one of the most intricate. So I think that is why. So I think you kind of look at everything. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense. And I think if you talk to anyone around the world, where should the world, if you're doing the World Cup in the U.S., where would the final be? I think everyone would say New York.
So, Alex, the one thing I would say is that I was at the Super Bowl in New York, which, by the way, don't do in a cold climate, but it's not my decision. But they could not, when the game ended, the train showed up, and people must have been there for hours to form them. You could not get on the trains. Did we make any adjustments to that? Because this is going to be bigger.
The scars from the Super Bowl is probably the thing that I've heard the most. I was also at that game. The lessons learned from that, and again, that was, 12 years ago. So everything has kind of changed. I think what we're really focused on right now is how do you fix the egress, right? Ingress, you're going to have, 3-4 hours to get to the game. A lot of excitement and everything going on. After the game is obviously going to be, is everyone's trying to leave.
At the same time.
I think a number of differences from the Super Bowl. One, the Super Bowl ends at midnight. So everyone just wants to get home right away. The World Cup's going to end around 6 o'clock. So the fan village is going to be open. The teams are still going to be celebrating everyone, the trophy ceremony. So I think that'll help the egress and you won't have everyone kind of rushing to the train. We're announcing the mobility plan on Friday, but we will have also a bus network that'll be there. We're going to have rideshare. So I think we've learned a lot of lessons, and I think we are all ready and prepared for what this is going to be.
So raising headlines today in that MetLife, it's no reflection on you, but New Jersey Transit is going to be charging $100 for round-trip tickets. That's up 775% from what the average person usually pays.
So from my understanding, the price hasn't been finalized yet, and that'll all be revealed on Friday. But what I can say is, for these events, there's a lot of extra costs that get put on to ensure that these things can run smoothly. And I think, the governor is making a decision that this isn't going to be borne by the taxpayers of New Jersey. We have written letters and asked, the federal government for help on these costs. I think, a few months ago we wrote one asking for, a little over $400 million across all the host cities.
You want the federal government to pay $400 million?
The Fed stepped up. No. Across all the host cities, similar to the security funding, Fed stepped up and did $100, which was incredible and helpful and is going to be a big boost in making sure that our transportation network is – is going to be sufficient to bring people to the final. But these things are big events. This is the cost of having this. And I think, when we reveal the mobility plan on Friday, I think everyone's going to be really excited about kind of all the options that we're going to have to get people to the stadium.
So are all the venues sold out?
I can't speak to all the other venues. I can tell for ours, the demand for it is through the roof. All the tickets haven't been released yet, but we've had no issue and I've seen no issue, on sales, and demand has been through the roof.
So the one thing too, could you go into the ticket prices? Because one of the big controversies is how much it does cost. So 94 World Cup is considered the most successful World Cup ever. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about that and compare the two. But what could you tell us about the ticket prices?
So FIFA sets the ticket pricing, and I think what we've seen, I think what they would say from demand is that, the market kind of speaks, and people, they've had, especially for our region, I think our region is the top demand for tickets, because, you just kind of look at the teams that are here. I think then what the host committee is trying to do is also make sure that we're providing affordable and accessible spaces to participate in the World Cup. So when you talk about the fan engagement places that we've announced, so the Jersey Fan Hub at Sports Illustrated, are the event that we're doing at the U.S. Tennis Center, watch parties at Rock Center.
Well, by the way, we don't expand on that, by the way. Can you tell us about what you just said? You're doing...
Yeah, so we're going to be throwing, kind of official New York, New Jersey FIFA fan festivals all across the region. So we've got the Jersey Fan Hub at Sports Illustrated for select dates that we'll be announcing in the coming weeks, where you'll be able to go and watch the games and participate in the World Cup experience. Same thing at the U.S. Tennis Center, same thing at Rock Center. So the Tennis Center will be during the group stage, and Rock Center from July 5th to July 19th.
So interesting. It's a city decision. We don't want large groups. Maybe you can help me with this. They don't want large groups getting together. Are they worried about that? Because when the ball drops on July 4th to announce our 250th birthday, they were saying, well, World Cup rules say we can't have large groups getting together, so there won't be that Times Square feeling when the ball drops for July 4th, commemorating our birthday. What is the city rules for large gatherings?
So for us, we've been working with the city to make sure that we're able to put on successful spaces and affordable and accessible areas for World Cup watch parties, right? This is stuff that we've been working with FIFA on, the city, the state of New Jersey, to provide these spaces. The Tennis Center should be around, 10,000 people. Rock Center, obviously, Rock Center, people will be able to walk freely around.
Tree was?
Yeah.
The tree is?
Yeah. Okay. We'll have some screens right there. We announced the Rock Center in, I believe it was November or December of last year, for the Fan Village with Telemundo. It's going to be really exciting and fun, and this is a way for fans from all over the world to participate and be part of the World Cup, whether you're going to the game or not.
Alex Lazary's in studio, CEO of the New York, New Jersey Host Committee for the FIFA World Cup, which is getting here faster than you know it. This is what I feel. So I grew up playing soccer since I was 5. So everyone would say, why are you playing? In the beginning, like, why are you playing that sport? But once you start playing, you become like your own community, but it was a niche sport. Then people that liked the World Cup played soccer. Okay, got it. Now, for the first time in my lifetime, I have non-soccer players, American.
Yep.
Obviously, around the world, they don't know what I'm talking about. Non-soccer players interested in this, like non-baseball players interested in baseball. Have you noticed it?
Yes. I actually think the Premier League being shown now on NBC and being so much more available in the U.S., same thing with UEFA and kind of all of the global, football around the world. I think that's led to even more excitement and knowledge about the game. And I think my hope for this World Cup is that this World Cup will do what the Dream Team did for basketball around the world. Right. The Dream Team directly led to Giannis, Jokic, Dirk, et cetera. This World Cup, having Mbappe, Lamine Yamal, Pulisic, Ronaldo, Messi playing on our shores in competitive games, not friendlies, competitive games, hopefully will lead the next generation of U.S. athletes to say, I want to go play on this stage and I want to help lift the trophy for the U.S.
So let me tell you, because anything I could do to promote soccer, I think is a positive. But the best thing that could happen is for the men to be as dominant as the women.
Mm-hmm.
We're 14 in the world. Lost 5-2 to Belgium. I think 2-1 against 2 days later. I forgot who they just lost to in Atlanta. And I understand they're still formulating the roster and 9 subs in the game. But you got to be somewhat let down over the last two performances, because if you can't compete with Belgium, that's a problem.
Belgium's one of the top teams in the world.
But if you want to be one of the top teams, you can't lose 5-2.
And I think when you kind of look at where the U.S. is. I think, you know, we've got some of our top players playing around the world in some
first
of the top leagues.
Ever.
I know. We've got our players playing in, like, the top leagues, and this is kind of what the growth is. I mean, we've never gone past the first, you know, we've...
I don't think we got to the quarters, did we?
No, I think we've gotten, you know, past the first round once. And this is kind
South Korea.
Yeah, and this is kind of the next stage for the U.S. men's national team is to now... Now we've got, I think, the talent. It's now we've got to put it together on the field and show that we can compete. And again, my hope, look, you saw what the 99 World Cup did, I think, for the women's national team. The images of that game.
I was actually at that game, 101,000.
Yeah, the images of that game led to probably the next generation of women's athletes all saying, I want to play soccer. And it's why the women's national team is one of the most dominant national teams ever in like sports history. Hopefully this World Cup, seeing some of the greatest players around the world, feeling the excitement of what the World Cup is, right? Going to these watch parties and just being a part of everything that something like this can do, right? Like, you know, as a kid, what kind of effect that can have on you and what you want, what sport you want to play. Hopefully this taking center stage, especially here, will lead kids to wanting to say, instead of playing basketball and football, right, I want to go play football.
Right. Exactly. And one of the things they did for us in our area is watching the Cosmos and Pele and Canalia and Beckenbauer and Carlos Alberto and all these guys. And you said in the middle of that's an American goalkeeper and Ricky Davis, an American player. So you have the American and the image and what it's like and the best players and 54,000 on a Wednesday, 77,000 on a Saturday. To me, it was totally logical. In fact, Howard Cosell, in his book, said, I guarantee one thing, the soccer is the next great game, the next major sport. It dipped, NASL folded, and now the MLS is here with 30-plus teams at values that are in the millions.
Valuations are skyrocketing. You've got the new NYCFC stadium that's going to be opening in 2027.
Right next to City Field.
Yeah, right next to City Field. That's going to hopefully, I mean, you're almost building a kind of a nice little sports park right in Queens, which is going to, you know, kind of become like a center of sports for in New York. But I think, you know, Etihad Stadium kind of opening is also going to lead to more ways to participate and be a part of soccer. And I think more access to being able to watch the top players and the top leagues in the world has been incredible for the growth of the game here. We now just have to take our team to the next level. And, you know, look, we can have all the warm-ups we want. It's all going to be about what happens on the biggest stage, you know, come June, and hopefully our team is able to do it.
What's your and your family's background in sports?
So, I mean, I grew up, obviously, playing a bunch of, you know, I played a lot of basketball and tennis growing up. Got into, you know, golf as my athleticism, the little athleticism I had waned. Our family used to own the Milwaukee Bucks. So I had been living in Milwaukee for 10, 12 years, helping run the team. Had a great time, won a championship. And then this opportunity came up. My dad currently is now, after we sold, he's running a sports fund. So a lot of investments in sports. So this has kind of become like a real center of our life.
So what doing that with the Bucks, how'd that set you up for here?
I think getting a sense of how, like, look, this is sports and entertainment at the end of the day. So how do you know, how are you selling to sponsors? What type of things are fans looking for? And how are you engaging and creating experiences and authentic experiences that fans want? And I think that's a lot of what we have to do. Knowing what, you know, our partners are looking for and how we can activate and make sure that they're getting what they need, because these things do have to be paid for. And you do need to make sure that the partners that you have feel like they're getting the value that will then also lead to partners wanting to be a part of the next big event that we're doing, right? You don't want them to feel like they were dissatisfied from working on this one. So I think the 10 years that, you know, the 10, 11 plus years that I had at the Bucks, you know, really helped me kind of get a sense of how the world works, what we can do, but nothing really prepares you for something like this.
I know, and Alan Rothenberg was in, he wrote the book, and he brought in the 94 World Cup here, and that was a big success. Do you think this will be bigger?
I do. Sports and entertainment right now is so much larger than it was in 94. Just media rights, the fandom. This is going to be the largest World Cup, right? 48 teams now. So I think this World Cup has the chance to be, again, the biggest sporting event that human history has ever seen. We have a big responsibility to put on an experience that is worthy of New York and New Jersey, and I think we're on path to be able to do that.
And they picked the right guy to pull it off. Alex Lazary, CEO of the New York, New Jersey Host Committee for the FIFA World Cup, which is going to be here before you know it. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Back in a moment.
Keeping you informed, engaged, and always a step ahead.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When it comes to decorating your home, whether you just moved in or are starting all over, buying new furniture can be a huge expense. But there are various ways you can go about decorating your home without breaking the bank. Furniture experts recommend buy one nice piece every year, or you can also buy modular pieces like shelves and storage that stack onto each other and are adjustable based on space constraints. Over time, you'll have some durable items that also feel homey. Or you can try the buy nothing project, an app and network of local Facebook groups where people give and get things for free. Also comb through neighborhood Facebook and Nextdoor groups and gifting sites like FreeCycle. And despite the name, fast furniture can last if you take care of it. These are simple pieces made with a mishmash of plastics, fiberboard, and chipboard that aren't built to last. Typically, they can be ordered online, are mass-produced, and shipped unassembled in a flat-pack box. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Nick Offerman and Jordan Sparks, who dive into the fun of the pow-pow fish, about unlikely friends on an undersea quest to find a legendary fish to save their homes. Sparks shares how she relates to her character, Shimmer.
Everybody in the ocean is looking for her, not for who she is, but what they think she can do. And being someone that has been in the public eye from a very young age, I understand that. I feel like because of that, Shimmer has an empathy.
Nick also appreciates the sweet messages included.
The idea that, like, we maybe, you know, don't think as highly of ourselves as we should. I'm married to a sort of sparkly fish. And it's easy for me to think, well, she's gorgeous and has a beautiful singing voice, but all I can do is carry luggage and, like, be security for her. But it's good to be reminded that those skills are just as important as being able to sing a beautiful solo.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
That is the change that government can deliver. And it is the change that democratic socialism can deliver. I know there are many who use socialist as a dirty word, something to be ashamed of.
They can try all they want, but we will not be ashamed of using government to fight for the many, not simply the few.
I think that's one of the scariest series of statements that I could hear, because that is the cheering of socialism. The elected mayor of the top city in the most famous city in the world, people could say top, that's up for your personal opinion, certainly biggest. And then you have the mayor of that city say it's about socialism. He's happy. And that should be stunning. If you're in a debate stage and someone says you're a socialist, that's usually an attack line. Now, for the first time, if you're not Bernie Sanders, people are welcoming it. I mean, AOC and the Quad, they don't say I'm socialist. Even though listen to what they stand for. Now you have a guy saying I'm socialist. And he turns around and says, for $30 million, yes, you can have a grocery store. And people cheer. I mean, this is so backwards. I hope we see an epic fail. And then we understand the theory behind capitalism. And we'll be forced to define it instead of taking it for granted.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress, and then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwest.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. So a lot of those states did have pretty widespread severe weather yesterday. Wind and hail were the most common reports, a lot of large hail, a lot of strong winds. But there were also several tornadoes scattered about within that corridor as well. So definitely an active day of severe weather yesterday across the middle part of the country.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Gennard. A gunman goes on a shooting rampage in Ukraine's capital.
The head of Ukraine's interior ministry says police units on Saturday were sent to a grocery store in Kyiv, where a gunman took hostages, barricading himself. Ihor Klemenko says before entering the store, the gunman shot and killed four people at point-blank range and a fifth person inside the store. A sixth person died of her injuries at a hospital. Klemenko says after officers tried negotiating with the man for about 40 minutes, they stormed the building, killing him. I'm Donna Water.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is quite upset with how NATO leaders have treated the United States.
And I think those leaders are going to have a lot to answer for when this is over. Unfortunately, I think most of them are doing this not out of some like geopolitical calculation or strategic insight. They're doing it because most of them are very unpopular. And they see McCarney in Canada high up in the polls by opposing Donald Trump on everything. And they want to do that in their domestic politics as well.
Senator Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network.
The United States and Iran are locked in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz. Saturday, Iran fired on a ship trying to pass through, escalating tensions. The U.S. continues its blockade of Iranian ports while Iran restricts passage in the strait. Two gunboats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard, meanwhile, open fire on a tanker. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
The Dominican Republic and Haiti are reopened to airspace in May, restoring flights after more than 2 years.
The governments of the Dominican Republic and Haiti agreeing to reopen their airspace starting in May, allowing flights between their countries for the first time in more than 2 years. The DR closed its airspace with Haiti in March of 2024, citing high levels of insecurity following the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse in 2021. The decision announced Friday in a joint statement. The countries share the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has directed his administration to speed up reviews of certain psychedelic drugs, including Ibogaine. The president signed an executive order Saturday that says will help dramatically accelerate access to potential treatments. Veteran organizations and others say Ibogaine shows promise for conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder. More news at townhall.com. A life jacket worn by a passenger on the Titanic sells for more than $900,000 at auction.
An unidentified telephone bidder has purchased the life jacket worn by Titanic survivor Laura Mabel Francatelli. She was a first-class passenger on the doomed ocean liner. She and other survivors signed the flotation device. The winning bid, £670,000, or $906,000. The auction took place Saturday in Western England. Henry Aldridge and Son Auctioneers also auctioned off a seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats for $527,000. That'll go to the owners of two Titanic museums in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. I'm Donna Warder.
An American delegation has met recently with Cuban government officials in the island nation, marking a renewed diplomatic push, even as President Trump has threatened to intervene in Cuba. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian
Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way on a very busy Thursday. 1-866-408-7669. Joining us this hour, Seth Barron brings us from the New York Post editorial board, brings us his brand new book. It's out shortly, Weaponized, the Left's Capture and Destruction of America's Sacred Institutions. And we're seeing that. I mean, you have to look much further than the mayor here in New York. The radical leftist, a future squad member if she wins, in New Jersey, and you saw what happened with the mayor's race in Seattle, what almost happened in Minneapolis. So the Democratic Party has accepted socialists and Islamists. Good luck with that. Dennis Ross standing by to bring us inside the latest news from the Middle East as the ceasefire continues tenuously. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing.
Abused.
And I will continue to speak out loudly against war, looking to promote peace.
That is Pope Leo taking on the president. The president taking on Pope Leo. We'll see where this goes.
Number two.
I'm perfectly happy to have people change the world, you know, and do amazing stuff and be rich. They have to be good members of this community and pay their taxes. And I'm a billionaire who wants them to pay much more taxes.
He's spending more money in the governor's race than ever before, in history, and he might just win the nomination. Tom Steyer, that nobody in the Democratic Party likes, but it looks like nobody else is stepping forward. Come on, Steve Hilton.
Number one.
Our troops are highly motivated, they're focused, they're vigilant, and they're ready. And they're using this time to do a couple of things. We're rearming, we're retooling, and we're adjusting our tactics, techniques, and procedures. There's no military in the world that adjusts like we do, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
And that's how Admiral Brad Cooper is making the most of the 10-day ceasefire, ready to fight. Trump sends in more troops, and they make it clear the blockade is staying around, and would it be effective? Joining us now, Ambassador Dennis Ross. Dennis, do you like the idea of the blockade?
I do like it. You know, Brian, early on, I didn't like the fact that we were allowing the Iranians to sell their oil when no one else could. And I feel the blockade is important for two reasons. Number one, it's a counterpoint to their closing the straits. It's a strategic lever for them that they've never had. We need to have a counterpoint to it. The blockade is that. Number two, the blockade really will shrink the revenues that they have available. It'll put much more of a squeeze on them than almost anything else we're doing. And you can do it in a way that is just completely justified because they broke international law by blocking and controlling an international waterway. Again, think about this. The Suez Canal and the Panama Canal are man-made canals that were built within sovereign states. So that's why you can charge tolls. This is an international waterway under no one's sovereignty. And for Iran suddenly to decide that they will control a choke point that effectively cuts off 20% of the world's oil and natural gas, 33% of the fertilizers, a significant amount of helium, which goes into semiconductors. This is an effect on the global economy. It is illegal. And we certainly have the right to counteract it, and that's what we're doing, so I'm definitely in favor of it.
Here's more on how we're doing it. General Kane, cut one.
This blockade applies to all ships, regardless of nationality, heading into or from Iranian ports. The U.S. action is a blockade of Iran's ports and coastline, not a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Enforcement will occur inside Iran's territorial seas and in international waters.
So far they've 10 vessels have been turned away since Monday. Some say as many as 15, including Iranian vessels, and China can't get through.
Right. It puts enormous amount of pressure on China. 50% of all of their oil comes from the Gulf. So this is not something they can withstand for a long time. It is true, just so to be fair, they have built up an enormous reserve. They have a reserve of at least 4 months. So they could tolerate this for a while. But the truth is they don't have a reserve because they want to use it. They want the reserve there always as a kind of insurance policy. They don't want to have to be drawing down on it. There is a question. When we do this, you can't say it has no risk. It does have some risk. The Iranians can choose to basically go after their neighbors. You can say, if we can't be importing, exporting, you can't. That's a distinct possibility. They could decide also to try to hit some of the high-value energy-related targets. There is a danger there. But we're in a situation where they were exerting all the leverage. They had way too much confidence because we were allowing them to sell their oil. We were sending the message to them how important this was to us to keep the price low. It made them think they had an enormous card. And then for the first time in 47 years, they were controlling the Straits of Hormuz. They never had that before, and they never tried to do it before because they understood the risk of doing it. They understood it would produce a war, right? They were in a war, and that's why they decided to act on this. It will not be easy to get them to give this up, even if we end up doing a deal that has some kind of international regime that they will say they're a part of. I can almost promise you, from time to time, suddenly they'll raise questions, or they'll block certain ships. They'll single out certain countries. That and who's going to go to war over every time they do that to a single ship? So we have to be quite mindful when we come out of this. They're still going to play games with it.
So Miad Mielecki is a with the Foundation of Democracies. He had, they had a similar idea that you did. Once the violence stops, cut 10.
I think in a matter of 2 months, we're going to see a regime really reaching the point of not being able to pay salaries and riots and defections within the regime.
I mean, inflation's at 140%. They're losing $450 million, a ridiculous amount, every a day. And they've lost, they've been unable to, and they, to rebuild, they say it's going to cost $270 billion. So do you think once the deal is reached, Iran is still in trouble?
I do think they are in trouble, although I think, look, they're going to get a bit of an economic lifeline. It's pretty clear. I mean, we're offering the lifting of sanctions. Now, the truth is, there's a limit to how much the president can lift sanctions because there are legislatively mandated sanctions on human rights, on terror, on money laundering. And those have to be lifted only by the Congress. The president can do certain things through executive order, but there's a limitation here. What he can do through executive order, and obviously allowing them to sell their oil, is a lifting of an important sanction. They will have more means to deal with the nature of their problems when this is over, but the fundamental contradictions of this regime are still going to be there. And think about the following. The hardliners who, especially in the Revolutionary Guard right now, Ahmed Lafidi, who basically want to maintain the policies of the past and are resisting even doing a deal now. The fact is, in the past, they could make their recommendations, but it was the supreme leader who would make the decisions. These guys never had responsibility. Now think about, even if there's more money coming in, the nature of their problems, what they have to rebuild, the grievances that are deeply set within the public right now, they're going to have to make some choices. And as they make those choices, it's not going to necessarily allow them to manage what is basically a deep-seated, alienated public. My own feeling is we won't see this immediately, but I think within a year, we will see the emergence of, say, what I call an Iranian Gorbachev, someone who will say, we have to reform this system in order to save it. We have to focus on domestic. We have to end our confrontation with the rest of the world. Will that Iranian Gorbachev be able to emerge within a year? I think there's a distinct possibility that could take place.
So, Dennis, do you think that we're going to, would you like to see the ceasefire extended? Do you want to see a second phase of talks? What do you think is the best outcome?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Okay, we're going to try to get him right back up. So I think there's a lot of people have different feelings. Listen, it's inevitable that we're going to fight. We can never trust them. They want to extend the talks, just end it. So, Ambassador, I'll ask you again. Do you like to see a second phase of talks or the ceasefire to end in 10 days, which will be Tuesday?
If we get what we need out of this, it would be great to get the ceasefire to produce an agreement. I'm not sure we're going to get what we need. I think the Iranians still think that they can hold out for more. They think that they can endure pain more than we can. I think there may be a second round and exchanges, and then another set, and then another ceasefire. I do think there is, both sides clearly want this to end. The best proof of it on their side, notwithstanding what I was just saying, is that Ghalibaf said there'll be no direct talks unless
The frozen assets are unfrozen, and unless there's a ceasefire in Lebanon, neither one of those happened, and they talked. So that tells me they want it over. And it's pretty clear to me that the president would like to see it over.
I mean, definitely paying a political price because of the economic price. But he's doing it in April, not in November. So there'll be plenty of time for that oil and gas to come down. But the rest of the world, like India, like China, like Japan and South Korea, they're really struggling right now. And I hear there's gas lines in China.
Look, I think, as I was saying about China, notwithstanding the reserves that they've built up, that may be as much as 4 months' worth, when 50% of your oil comes from one place and suddenly that's not available, that has to affect you. And they do have leverage on the Iranians. So what I would have liked to have seen is I would like to have seen the president go quietly to Xi and just sort of say, look, if these guys think they can continue to control the Strait of Hormuz, I'm telling you that will not be the case. This is going to come to an end. And the only choices we have are either we take Karg Island or we do a blockade. Either way, that's bad for China. So it's really in your interest to figure out a way to put the right kind of pressure on Iran so they will understand this has to come to an end, including their control over the straits.
They did get a letter back and forth, and they think they have an understanding, and they're still supposed to have a meeting in May. How do you feel about NATO's stance on this? Don't use the base in Italy. Don't use the airspace in Spain. Limitations from France. Your reaction to NATO's response?
Well, look, this is... I understand from the standpoint of many of our allies in Europe that they weren't consulted in advance. Their interests were affected by this. Many times they were berated by people in the administration, aside from the president. So I understand the reaction at one level. On the other hand, I would say, in the end, this serves their interests as much as anybody's. They have a need, and the truth is, it isn't enough for them to be planning to organize what will be a kind of flotilla for managing the straits after the war is over. They should be helping now. It's in their interest to help now. You know, by the way, if they were helping, it also demonstrates a higher degree of isolation of Iran. Isolation of Iran has always been significant to the Iranians. When the NATO allies don't join us at this point, they're sending a signal that Iran is succeeding in driving wedges. That reduces the image of isolation. So I would like them to be thinking a little bit more strategically.
That would help, absolutely. I understand the element of surprise prevented the president from fully briefing everyone. Especially he's got a lot of enemies in these Western countries. But for now on going forward, I just don't get it. Ambassador Dennis Ross, thanks so much. Always great.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'll be able to get some of your calls. Almost every line is jammed. We'll discuss that, what's happening in California, and also the pontiff versus the president.
From breaking news to big name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some big wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. New court filings in an Iowa murder case offer a glimpse of the prosecution's evidence in a fatal shooting that shook the real estate industry 15 years ago. 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey was arrested last month for first-degree murder in the April 2011 death of Ashley Auckland. Auckland was working an open house at a model townhouse when she was shot in the face and the chest at close range. Court documents say a woman who was in a neighboring townhome said she heard two loud noises a few seconds apart, then saw Ramsey by the model home's front door before she was seen by her car talking on her phone. The filings show that call was to an employee of the company that owned the development. At the time, Ramsey was a sales manager. After Ramsey drove off erratically, the witness went to the home and found Auckland unresponsive. Two search warrants were executed at Ramsey's home, including one carried out less than a month after the shooting. In both cases, the document says authorities found guns, illegal substances, and posters threatening violence. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Take a pause.
After Easter is usually a time when some people who got rabbits for the holiday are bunny dumping. People may release rabbits outdoors or surrender them to rescues, but rescues get packed and domestic rabbits can survive in the wild, so maybe you can adopt one or two?
You honestly just can't help smiling when you see a bunny hopping around.
Heather Keister of the Avalon Micro Sanctuary in Portland, Oregon says they're great pets, but adopters need to know.
They have as much personality as your dog or your cat, and they also have needs that are different from but very similar to the level of care a dog would need.
They've got to have some time to adjust to a new home and a new human, and that human has to make a commitment.
If you think that you want to bring a bunny into your home, consider whether or not you're willing to be the bunny's main caregiver for their lifetime, which can be about 10 years.
Hop on over to rabbit.org for lots of information. Take pause. Till NATO, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the codename Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
President Trump, I think he should just understand that popes are going to be popes. And they're going to say that war is almost always bad. Pope Theo understands that most wars are bad. And I think President Trump has to understand, he should just say, I agree with you. Afghanistan was not a very good thing. Iraq was not a very good thing. And I'm only doing this because I have special knowledge that right. This was an imminent threat to the United States and its allies. Instead of getting into, oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about, Pope Leo. That's not healthy. That's not helpful. It's not helpful to Trump.
Well, I know what you mean, because you don't want to alienate a billion Catholics, but you do have a Catholic pope who went at the president again, called him basically a tyrant about an hour ago, and 2 hours ago put out a statement talking about how war, all they care about is destruction, they don't use money to rebuild. Are you insane? Have you heard of the Marshall Plan? And there's sometimes there's a just war, and you could be the biblical scholar, and I'll tell you that I'm pretty glad there was an allied power to take on the Axis power. I'm pretty glad that in Afghanistan, where Al-Qaeda is, I'm pretty glad we went in there and forced them out. I don't love the way it was conducted, but you know what we did? We educated a generation of Afghanis, including women. You know what we also did? We built a lot of their cities. If they choose to wreck them, that's on us. That's on them. And now you have a pope that condemned our actions in Venezuela. You talk about the people that have been political prisoners that have been freed. Do you talk about the people that aren't dead because of that? The TDA that came to our country and killed Americans and created havoc? What about the drug trafficking? Does that matter at all? Or do you just stay in that lane and say, well, this is bad, this is good? If you're going to get into politics, you can't just say, well, this is how I feel, but I'm the pope. Don't say anything. In my view, and that's Father Jonathan, who left the priesthood, but is still a biblical scholar, and he said, I understand what you're saying, but you really shouldn't say anything. The Pope also went at our country about immigration, too, and Tom Homan came back at him. Here's what Tom Homan said, Cut 38.
Look, I'm not going to speak for the president. I'm speaking for myself, a lifelong Catholic. I wish they stay out of immigration. They don't know what they're talking about. Because if they wore my shoes for 40 years and talked to a 9-year-old girl that got raped multiple times, or stood in the back of a trailer, back of a tractor trailer, and 19 dead aliens, that might be, including a 5-year-old boy that baked to death, if they understood the atrocities that happened on the open border, I think their opinion would change. And I welcome a discussion with any of them, because they don't understand.
100% true. All right, let's change gears. Barry, you're in Los Angeles. Hey, Barry.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of this thing that, oh, NATO wasn't warned ahead of time of the attack.
Yep.
For over 2 weeks, we had like 75% of our Navy.
I know.
Right next to Iran. Are these people really that stupid? And let's not forget NATO, like at least half of the countries were buying oil and natural gas from Russia 3 years into the Ukraine war.
I know.
Something needs to be done.
I know. Look, and their true colors are coming out, too. I mean, their disdain for us is pretty apparent. Now they're meeting without us, Barry, and to decide what's going to happen after the war's over, how they're going to keep the strait open without us. And it's America that's messing with NATO? Really?
So, I mean, but again, this excuse that they weren't warned ahead of time is just asinine. It's like nobody knew, like 3/4 of our Navy was right next to Iran. Come on.
I interviewed the former head of NATO, the Secretary General today, Jan Stoltenberg. I put it on my the exchange on X and on Instagram. So hopefully you'll check it out, because I basically put that on him. He's defending NATO. And their decision not to let us use our own bases. Our own bases! So we're supposed to protect you in Italy because you have no army. We're supposed to protect you in Spain because we paid 1.2% on your military, but you won't let us use our own bases and your airspace. And it's Trump's the problem? Don't think so. Alright, we come back. Seth Barron joins us from the New York Post. We'll talk about the craziness which is New York, our leadership, and everything else.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just... This at cost program is one good deal, and I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at CommuneDanceCompany.SimpleTix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
New York City, it is time for a grand experiment once again. Just as LaGuardia used government to respond to the challenges of the Great Depression, we will use government to respond to rising prices and unaffordable groceries. Between 2013 and 2023, grocery prices increased in New York City by nearly 66%, significantly higher than the national average. During our campaign, we promised New Yorkers that we would create a network of city-owned grocery stores, one in each borough. And we are here today to celebrate the site of the Manhattan store, La Marqueta, which will be open by 2029.
2029. It is, check the calendar, 2026. 3 years to open a supermarket, which they admit will only decrease prices marginally if they get it up and running, let alone if it's going to be a unionized workplace. This is the magic of 34-year-old Mayor Mamdani in New York City. Seth Baron joins us now, New York Post editorial board and author of a brand new book, The Weapon Is It Weaponized? The Left's Capture and Destruction of America's Sacred Institutions. How about that $30 million supermarket?
Seems a little pricey to me, Brian. I'm not sure. Unless he's planning to outfit it with, you know, like an Erewhon.
For 3 years.
$25 strawberries. Yeah, 3 years. Notice it's going to open right when he's getting when he's running for reelection. It's a ridiculous project.
We could open up a supermarket in 6 weeks. John Casamatis runs WABC. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Why is he bragging about 3 years? How's he getting away with this?
I don't know. I don't really understand what it makes sense. And the other thing is, look, supermarket, the grocery business is incredibly competitive.
Yes.
And incredibly thin margins. Nobody's like making millions off of supermarkets or bleeding the people dry with, you know, selling them eggs and apples and whatnot. I think this is a disaster waiting to happen. It's going to be, you know, extremely comical. The thing is, he says, well, it's going to be cheaper on a basket of staples, like milk, I guess, and bread. But, okay, that's called loss leading. Every store does that, makes certain things cheaper. And stores already lose money on milk and
bread.
But
he would have no idea. He's got not a capitalist cell in his body. Here's more, cut 55. The question came up from the media.
Why is it taking so long? I feel like a bodega opens every other week. Across New York City, in every neighborhood, why take so long to start?
Well, I think for a few reasons. The first is that we are talking about building something from the ground up. We're talking about this first city-run grocery store in Manhattan that we need to both design, that we also need to construct. We're also going to be constructing it using prevailing wages. And it's also one part of a larger ecosystem, not just in terms of La Marqueta, but also here on this strip. We've seen the MTA has just completed their work in this very area. This requires a lot of interagency and intergovernmental coordination that we're going to be seeing.
What's he talking about?
I mean, look, why not build it in the air?
Yeah.
That would cost a lot more money and take a lot more time. And it would be, you know, you could really hire a lot of people to do it. I mean, why not just buy an existing closed
building?
Absolutely. I don't understand the virtue of building it from scratch. Like, what is he doing? Except just, you know, it's a jobs program.
Right. So when you look at what's happening in New York City, he's got 48% approval rating. A lot of socialists are looking around the country saying, I'd like to be like Mamdani. You had 60% approval rating for Eric Adams at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to that?
I mean, I think he has a deep fan. He has a very powerful fan base, which is small, but they're very vocal. And he just keeps pumping out his social media videos and talking about soaking the rich.
Yesterday, did that?
Yes. You know, we're going to tax the rich. And the funny thing about his taxes, he says, and the people he talked to said, it's not about raising revenue. It's about seizing power. It's about taking power from, you know, people who work hard, who are successful, and transferring it to the government. They don't want power residing outside of you know, their network.
Right. Good luck with that. He says, I'm going to tax. Get this. If you have a home, a second home worth more than $5 million, we're going to up your taxes. Let me see, Seth Baron. Is there a problem with that concept? Maybe I don't want that second home if you're going to up my taxes. And those are the types of people you cultivate. You don't alienate.
They are dedicated to the idea of soaking the rich, anybody who has money in New York, and they love this idea that none of these people can leave because New York City, New York State are just so attractive that they can basically rake everybody over the coals because who would leave such a place?
Right. So I want you to hear probably the most disturbing sentence, and people have heard me play this a few times on the show, but this is Mamdani talking about his 100 days and what he's so proud of. Cut 56.
That is the change that government can deliver. And it is the change that democratic socialism can deliver. many who use socialist as a dirty word, something to be ashamed of. They can try all they want, but we will not be ashamed of using government to fight for the many, not simply the few.
He's proud. That used to be a label, a scarlet letter. Now he embraces it.
Look, New York State's budget and New York City's budget have gone up like, I don't know, 30% in the last 10 years. But the population hasn't changed. What are they? And it's gone up well past the rate of inflation. So what are they doing with all this money except just expanding government, hiring new people, raising, pensions? I guess this is socialism, just expanding the government.
I guess. And part of that is what's happening in the 11th district today, where you have a woman running for office for Mikey Sherrill's governor spot. So it's 11th district, who is to the left of AOC and is up by about 3 points over Joe Hathaway, the moderate Republican in the polls, over an area which was considered center right.
Yes.
Mejia.
Listen, I don't know what's going on in this country. I don't know why people are voting to have themselves strapped and whipped by the hard left, especially in neighborhoods like, Montclair. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? Like middle class, upper middle class New Jersey suburbs. These people appear to be insane, I guess. I don't know why else they would be doing this to themselves.
Right. So you have Hathaway was a councilman. He was a mayor. And now he's running as a Republican. And we're probably going to get a rematch right away in November. But in the meantime, that's a seat that I'm sure Mike Johnson would love to have. But I don't see anybody with him in front. And now you're going to have another radical lefty who hates Israel, who will look to raise minimum wage to $25. Which might be good unless you're a business owner. And then also look to abolish ICE. And she's also in the past talked about abolishing the police.
Sure. Well, this is the program. This is the program we've got in the Democrat Party. I mean, some of them are resisting it a little bit, like Fetterman. But
that's about it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. But so tell me about your book, Weaponized. What do you mean they're taking over the institutions?
Well, what I look at is four key institutions in America. I look at citizenship. I look at education, policing, and housing. And the idea is that the left has infested each of these institutions and perverted their original intention to do what we were talking about before, which is take power from local communities and raise it up to unelected people like Randy Weingarten in the teachers union, people who are like YIMBYs, people who want to destroy local zoning, to defund the police contingent, the open borders contingent. And, so I basically dig into each of these areas and examine the ways in which the last 10 or 15 years or longer, the left has really promoted this, what they call the long march through the institution.
So if you look at the pushback that Trump's leading on education, when you look at the pushback we're doing now with sealing the border, pushing back to the point it's almost controversial, how many people we're looking to deport, is that a pushback in this weaponization? And are Republicans slow to realize this?
Republicans are very slow to realize this. I talk about this in the book. There's this old saying, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. Well, Republicans always think, conservatives think, well, I don't really care. I'm doing my own thing. But Democrats love the idea of politics being interested in them because they find themselves so fascinating. Mm-hmm. So to them, this is their mission, is just to not to necessarily focus on raising families or making money, whatever. Their mission is minding someone else's business.
Right. And do you think outside forces are doing this? I mean, when I look at the protests that are taking place, these are not organic protests about Americans protesting like they used to with the Vietnam War or civil rights in the 60s. You didn't need outside forces there. You had people who said there's an inequity in this state, in this city, in this school district, and we're standing up for it. We don't want the war, and we're not going to go. I get it. But I'm seeing these pro-Iranian, pro-Hamas protests. Where does that come from?
Well, people have looked into this. It does seem like there's outside agents. It could be China with their support for the People's Forum and Code Pink. It could be coming from Russia. I don't know. But it certainly I mean, it definitely seems like there's some kind of foreign influence going
on. Right. So, Seth, when's the book coming out?
Book will be out April 28th.
All right. Gold Weaponized, The Left's Capture and Destruction of America's Sacred Institution. Seth Baron of the New York Post. Thanks so much, Seth.
Thank you so much, Brian.
All right. Back in a moment. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
From breaking news to big-name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Cassola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
Everyone, so I'm here in Charlotte. Since the start of Trump's war of choice, it's $15 more every time you fill up your tank of gas. The price of diesel has now gone up 80% since the start of the war. And you best believe that's going to carry over to how much you're paying for all the goods that are being transported on those semis. We've got a president who is paying more attention to what he thinks is in his best political interest and personal interest as opposed to what is in the best interest of working people in America.
Right. You have a woman as vice president, clueless, remaining clueless, still thinks she's a legitimate contender to be the next president, Kamala Harris. You realize gas is still basically lower than it was when you were president and vice president and Joe Biden was in office and you refused to drill, refused to seal the border. But you go ahead, guys, Al Sharpton, everyone, tell me that Kamala Harris will be your nominee. It's good news for the world. Here's some good news, legitimate good news, not sarcastic good news. President Trump just put this on Truth Social. I just had an excellent conversation with the president, Joseph Ayoun of Lebanon, and Prime Minister Netanyahu. These two leaders have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire, and I'll just be they're gonna firm it up. It'll start 5 o'clock. A 10-day ceasefire. Why is that important? Hezbollah is like a cancer inside Lebanon. Lebanon was never a problem, never had a problem with Israel. It's Hezbollah who's taken over large swaths of Lebanon, who's become a political organization along with a military organization, the most well-armed and rehearsed terrorist group in the world. There's a 10-day ceasefire. The question is, if Hezbollah starts breaking that ceasefire, what does Israel do? They hit him right back, no doubt about it. But what the president's trying to say is, look, Lebanon and Israel have no problems. Let Israel get rid of that cancer for you. Let it be the chemotherapy that Lebanon needs. And then when it's all said and done, you'll be in control of your country again. And then maybe you'll sign on to the Abraham Accords. Dave, you're in Florida. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Brian. Good to be on the show. I have a question for you. A lot of my coworkers, friends, we all have the same question. I'm assuming that a lot of America has the same question. It was even brought up on Hannity yesterday, and he couldn't really answer it. So I fully support Trump, and he's told us that we are energy independent, correct? All the oil coming out of the Straits of Hormuz, you know, 90% of that goes to China. We don't even rely on that. So if that's the case and we're energy independent, why is this affecting our gas prices?
Just because it's a global commodity. They look at, for some reason, they look at it as a global price. So, for example, when Joe Biden refused to pump here, right, he just wanted to drain the reserves and ask Saudi Arabia to pick up the pace. President Trump says, I'm just going to pick up the pace if we have to. I'm going to push everybody to drill. And that'll force the global price down along with our price. Saudis cut back. That drives the price up along with their own prices, although it's basically they're paying basically a nickel per gallon over in Saudi Arabia. So they told me, the oil experts, it's too hard to have just a North American price and a American price for oil and gas, that we need to sell some of it in different kinds to other countries. And because of that, it's always been a global commodity. That's the way it's always been explained to me. Now, no one's even asked that until the last 5-6 years. Why? Because for the first time, we are the number one oil and gas producers in the world. So now, instead of saying like it was in the 70s when I was in grammar school, teachers used to not be able to get to school on time or come in tears because they were running out of gas while waiting for gas in lines. That'll never happen again. But it's happening in Japan. It's happening in China. It's happening in India because they don't produce their own. What they're trying to do is take that global price and have people fill up their tankers. 130 different super tankers are heading our direction because of that. But listen to Scott Bessin talk about where we're going to be at, in his mind, where we're going to be at with the price of gas. Cut five.
I think we're going to have to wait and see when they are permanently open, because this is a mechanism. When we declare that it is safe, they also have to have insurance. Lloyd's of London, had skyrocketing insurance during the time. The rates are still very high. So we want to provide, the U.S. government will make a profit on this, but we want to provide a more normalized level and an economically sound basis for ships to move in and out of the Gulf as they did before the start of the conflict.
And fundamentally, we couldn't talk about regime change, but it would be great to give the people of Iran regime change. There was two more executions today. There were up over 1,570 executions in Iran. That's that's high for even them, that horrible regime, a high since 1989. Here's Dr. Sheila Nazarin, who escaped Iran during the Islamic Revolution and talked last night about what she left behind, cut nine.
Iran has been at the top of the executions list per capita year over year over year for a very long time. They use public executions to intimidate any kind of people that want to go against the regime. They use it to traumatize the people. And, you know, these public executions are being ramped up because the government is becoming paranoid and threatened, and they want to basically quash any dissent, and they use these public executions with fake like crimes, like, you know, a crime against God, and then they will torture, rape these women, because in their twisted minds they believe a virgin that is killed goes to heaven. So to prevent any of these women from going to heaven, they gang rape them before they kill them.
That's how horrible this regime is. But yet most Democrats say a war of choice, that we didn't have to go into, and President Trump doesn't know what he's doing, 25th Amendment, listen to his comments, as if this hasn't been an enemy of everyone. In fact, Kamala Harris, of all people, was asked in 2024, the number one enemy of America, says Iran. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Make sure you watch One Nation Sunday at 10 o'clock. And go to BrianKilmeade.com for history, liberty, and laughs. May 30th, the Reno. In Pensacola, Florida, July 11th. And Jacksonville, Clearwater, and more in the fall.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.